560 Progressive Talk. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD and online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Iraq troop showdown.
It is time for our troops to start coming home.
On Capitol Hill.
This resolution says America has already lost.
Washington targets TV violence.
Our cities have been targeted by a series of terror attacks.
Another use for the little blue pill.
A baby's life saved by Viagra.
And good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup.
The House stands adjourned until 8 a.m. today.
Members of the House of Representatives back on Capitol Hill now after a late night for the final act in a high-stakes showdown with the White House. A vote on a measure debated for days that sends a strong message about the Iraq War. Here's CBS's Bob Fuss.
It's a non-binding resolution supported by Democrats like Jan Schakowsky of Illinois opposing sending more troops to Iraq.
Of the terrible options the president has left us after 4 years, the absolute worst is to continue to send our young men and women in uniform to die in the meat grinder that is Iraq.
Most, but not all, Republicans are opposing the resolution. Tim Cole of Oklahoma says what's important in Iraq is winning.
If we are not successful in Iraq, we will have an emboldened enemy.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. President Bush all but concedes the Democratic-controlled Congress, with support from some Republicans, will pass the non-binding measure opposing his war strategy. He's now focusing on the coming vote on war funding.
Republicans and Democrats have a responsibility to give our troops the resources they need to do their job.
But congressional Democratic leaders contend the president's spending plan shortchanges troops on armor and equipment.
And funding for the war should be the next big scrap on Capitol Hill. Pennsylvania Democrat John Murtha putting together a bill that would set conditions on future troop deployments.
If they can't extend people, if they can't send people back that don't have equipment and so forth, they can't continue to surge, is what it amounts to.
He proposes a one-year rest between combat tours. There's a big question today in Iraq. Was the leader of Al-Qaeda in Iraq wounded in a clash north of Baghdad? There's been no confirmation of those reports, which also say his top aide was killed. If true, counterterrorism expert John Brennan says it could be significant.
It can be very disruptive of their operations. Frequently, the leader of Al-Qaeda in a particular country will be the only one who has knowledge of the different activities going on.
A new internet video from Al-Qaeda disputes President Bush's assertion that Afghanistan is no longer a safe haven for the organization. The message also shows an apparent attack. Here at home, are grandparents who've been raising the children of slain soldiers being denied government money? The story live from CBS's Dave Barrett.
When a soldier is killed in Iraq and a child is then raised by grandparents, the Washington Post says a death gratuity is not available to cover day-to-day costs. Ordinarily, the Pentagon would pay the $100,000 to a surviving spouse, but if there isn't one, money won't wind up with grandparents. In Iowa, Susan Janke is looking after 9-year-old granddaughter Kayla after medic Jamie Janke was killed last year in Iraq. The child does receive money when she turns 18, but the grandmother asks, what do we do for the next 9 years, Steve?
School plot foiled, and police got help from a teen who saw a YouTube video of students firing guns and setting off explosives. The tip led police to a 16-year-old high school junior in Newington, Connecticut. He's been charged with making bombs and a plan to target others at his school. Real-world violence is one thing, TV violence is another. But there's a new government attempt to try to limit the small-screen carnage. CBS's Jim Taylor is here. Jim, what's the idea?
Well, the reason violence like this reigns on TV, Steve, the government has no regulatory control over violent programming. There are efforts to change that. A draft report at the FCC says Congress can do so without violating the First Amendment, crafting a law that would let the agency regulate violence in much the same way it regulates sexual content and profanity by keeping it off the air during hours when kids are more likely to be watching, for example.
Well, setting your TiVo so that when you watch shows, can you skip the commercials? Well, if so, if you do that, you're in the minority. New Nielsen research says two-thirds of people who own digital recorders still watch the ads. Well, Brian Wells' mysterious death was caught on live TV 3 years ago. Wells was the Erie, Pennsylvania pizza delivery man who died when a bomb strapped to his neck went off. Investigators have struggled to answer whether he was a victim or a willing part of a bank robbery that went bad. Prosecutors meet today to see if there's enough evidence to bring any criminal charges. 4:30 past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Hold on to that steering wheel, especially if you're near the foothills. Wind gusts could hit 100 miles an hour there today. In Denver, they could hit 60. Senator Ken Salazar and 16 other U.S. senators expressing concerns about soldiers' body armor. In a letter to defense boss Robert Gates, Salazar says he has grave concerns that the 20,000 additional troops heading to Iraq under President Bush's planned escalation will not have adequate body armor. State health officials say 10 cases of salmonella here in the state have been linked to a nationwide outbreak connected to Peter Pan and Great Value peanut butter that sickened almost 300 people in 39 states.
Obviously, any time folks have a warning that there is a potential for foodborne illness associated with a product, everybody should heed that and not consume the product.
State Health Department says Colorado cases have been confirmed in Arapahoe, Broomfield, Denver, El Paso, Fremont, La Plata, and Weld counties. Contaminated products have a 2111 code on the lid. And the new chief executive of the Denver Democratic National Convention Host Committee says raising money will be his top priority as the clock starts ticking down on the 2008 event. Committee introduced Michael Dino, a Denver political consultant who helped Colorado Democrats take the governor's office and a congressional seat last year. Dino says his first goal is to raise an estimated $35 million still needed to complete what's expected to be an $80 million tab. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John, and happy Friday. So far, so good around the metro area. No report of any major wreck spots. The highways have dried out for the most part. You just want to be mindful of those icy patches on bridges and overpasses. Now, we do have a rollover being reported on the turnpike near McCaslin. Believe it's in the eastbound lane, so we will have some curiosity slowing past that. Of course, this high wind advisory has forced the shutdown of Colorado 93 between 170 and 72 this morning. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, very windy, gusts up to 60 miles.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-330-8058. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-330-8058. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-330-8058. 1-800-330-8058.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-926-8949. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-926-8949. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-926-8949. That's 1-800-926-8949.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-394-0711. That's 1-800-394-0711. 1-800-394-0711.
Look for Jimmy Dean biscuits inside your grocer's freezer, because the day begins with a happy breakfast.
The Osgood File, February 16th, 2007.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I'm not ready to go.
Huh?
I'm not ready to go.
Why not?
Do you really want to know?
As long as it has nothing to do with any bodily functions, yeah.
Because I was I was answering a guy's email.
Oh, all right.
All right. Good morning. It's 6:12, 12 minutes after 6, Friday morning. Jay Marvin, John M., and John Turk producing. High today should be about 48, but they're calling today for about a 10% chance of rain. Then tonight, a slight chance of rain and or snow. And on Saturday, mostly sunny, a high of 45. Saturday night, mostly clear, a low of 19. Sunday, mostly sunny, high of 49.
Wind was the big problem this morning coming in from Boulder, boy.
Yeah, it was a little windy out there, and it's going to be a little windy this morning. So if you're driving a very light vehicle, please be extremely careful. No, actually, if you're driving a truck, I guess, would be the... Because it could, go all over the highway.
Yeah, especially along Highway 93.
You know what? What the hell am I talking about? I am just sitting here talking for no reason at all.
Well, that's what we do for a living.
This makes no sense. Okay, it's Friday morning. We're going to have some open phones here at 303-713-7600. We've also got a whole lineup of folks here this morning, including we'll talk to Tom Hartman, who took over for Al Franken, and we'll do that coming up at 6:30. He follows me at 10 o'clock, and we'll chat with him a little bit. At 7:30, we have Representative Grace Napolitano from California's 38th Congressional District. She's our special guest. Now, she's going to be the keynote speaker at the Douglas County Democrats' Clinton Carter Dinner. That's 6 p.m. on Saturday, February the 24th. Mary and I will be at that. And Congresswoman Napolitano is a member of the House Committee on Natural Resources and the chair of the Water and Power Subcommittees. She's also served as the chair of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and is a brand-new member of the House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure. So we'll ask her about the anti-war debate in the House. And also, I'm going to ask her about this country's roads.
Oh, they're terrible. The bridges, the interstates, terrible, yeah, terrible.
They are. Then at 8 o'clock, we have Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress, of course. And then at 9 o'clock, Tom Tangney joins us to take a look at movies. Speaking of Tangney, isn't it? Shut up, John.
Close enough.
I never get his name right. Now, do you see this morning in the Rocky Mountain News? City jumping the gun by calling pothole complaints closed. Denver is passing on misleading information about pothole repairs because it's overwhelmed by the number of complaints received in the past 6 weeks. The city's 311 call center is telling people who have filed complaints that their cases are closed, indicating the work has been done, when in fact the complaints are being added to a growing list of pothole requests.
Oh, brother.
Hickenlooper, I'll never, you know what, hey, Mayor, you will never, trust me, you will never, never, never get my vote. You, when it comes to this weather, you suck.
I'm trying to think of a nickname we can give him that has the word pothole.
Pottenlooper.
Pottenlooper?
Now, why would 311 sit there and tell people that's fixed. Then you drive over at the next
break your axle.
And bust your axle.
It's all in your head.
Hey, we chose to live in this environment.
Oh,
I understand potholes are a pain in the butt.
Don't give me that crap. Do not give me that crap.
Come
don't
on,
lie.
Jay.
No. Don't lie about it.
I'm not lying. I know that they frustrate the hell out of me, too.
Not you. Not you, Turk. The city. Don't lie about it. Say you're working on it. Say we're trying to work on it. Don't tell people the case is closed. Come on.
Like the old Lenny Bruce line. Who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes?
Exactly. All right, John, do you think lying is appropriate on the part of city spokespeople?
No, absolutely not. But
That's the thing that's a question here. The thing is a question here is be honest about the situation.
Yeah, that'd be nice for them to do.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
But there is no use for them to go and fix these potholes right now anyway. It doesn't do any good.
Yes, there is. They should put a temporary patch on them because...
Those temporary patches, as soon as it gets wet or snows again, they're destroyed.
You know what? I want to hear from you when you drive your car over one and bust your rear end.
Then hey, man, I'm...
Then the complaints will start.
Yeah, I was driving into work. He's a pothole. He didn't drive my wheel. Yeah.
Hey, I've put about $1,100 into my car so far this month, so, you know, I've been hurt, too.
Well, you want to put more in?
I'm going to today, matter of fact.
Well? Turk. Okay, try to be a provocateur.
Well, you know, the larger problem beyond the potholes, now they're going to have to spend... millions and millions of dollars to resurface a lot of the roads, you know, once winter
is over. That's what happens.
Yeah.
When you live in a cold climate.
Have you guys driven down Broadway, like through Inglewood?
It's
horrible.
Yes, I have. But you know what? Don't lie about it. This is all I'm saying. Look, all I'm saying is basically don't lie. It's like George W. Bush. Now, yesterday he appears before the American Enterprise Institute. Right?
Yeah.
About Afghanistan.
Right.
He needs more money and troops for Afghanistan.
Right.
Wait a minute. I thought we had already won there. Oh, now you're telling us in 2007 that we didn't finish the job?
And NATO's gotta help out. They gotta carry their own. They're part of the weight there.
Right. So what's the deal?
Plus, I understand they put in a stop order on like 3,000 more troops that were scheduled to come home. They got to serve another 4 months over there.
Yeah, so what's the deal? So he lies about Afghanistan, right?
Yeah.
Okay, does anybody in the press catch this? Has anybody in the media caught this, that he was lying?
They seem to be asleep at the switch. You know, I thought they were growing some cojones in the last year or so. But...
Really? You know, if you're a conservative out there, hey, 303-713-7600. Get on the phone. Call up you people. Oh, we get a complaint call? What about this time?
A listener is kind of upset that we talk about the weather and you complaining about potholes.
Well, you know what? If the listener's upset that we talk about the weather and complain about potholes, suck a BB up your dark side, okay? How about that?
Suck a BB up your dark side.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying there? Do you want me to make it more? More descriptive?
I never heard that one before. You come up with these great new ones that.
Because you know what, this is stuff that affects all of us.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was segueing into Bush on Afghanistan. So I guess he stands up there and he lies to us, right? So now nobody in the country raises their hand and goes, wait a minute. If we had stayed in Iraq the first time. I mean, in Afghanistan the first time, and had really taken care of the Taliban, then we wouldn't have this problem again? And by the way, where's Osama bin Laden?
I don't think about him anymore.
Or is he irrelevant?
I don't.
Robert Gates tells Congress, right? Did you see that? I think he was telling the Senate something about, well, he's not very effective anymore and blah, blah, blah. But wait a minute, Robert, he was responsible for 9/11. And George W. Bush said that he wanted justice and that there was that old wanted poster. Remember that? Wanted dead or alive?
Get him dead or alive.
I guess all that doesn't mean anything.
And then he came out, you know, a year or so later. I don't think much about him anymore. You know, in the 6 years that these bozos have been running the ship, the only thing they've done, the only thing they've done that I thought was correct was invade Afghanistan. And they screwed that up.
Yeah, well, I think most people believe we should have invaded Afghanistan, but you're right. They let the Taliban get away, and Mullah Omar is still around. Thank you very much. Okay. I'm telling you, next conservative that calls me. Next, and I don't want to use the term conservative, because there are a lot of conservatives out there that are okay. But I'm talking about the authoritarian right, you know, out there. Next time they call me, I'm going to go, Afghanistan. Tall guy.
Kind of hard with this in a crowd.
With a beard. Wandering around in the mountains.
Maybe dragging a kidney dialysis machine behind.
Yeah. How come? What's the deal? That can play caller call back again?
Hello, America. It's time to play Take On Orbits, the travel game where you could save $200 on your next trip. Today's winner is you. That's right, you. With the Orbits Feel the Love sale, win over your sweetheart by booking a trip and saving $200 to romantic places like Jamaica, Paris, or Maui. Feel the love by saving big on your next getaway. Just Orbits and go.
Save $200 on a qualifying Jamaica, Maui, or Paris flight plus hotel purchase for 5+ nights. Valid for travel 2-1 through 7-31-07. Book by 3-4-07. Subject to availability. See Orbitz.com for terms and conditions.
New this week at the video station in Boulder. Check out The Departed, Marie Antoinette, Infamous, and The U.S. versus John Lennon. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-775-3414. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-775-3414. That's 1-800-775-3414.
Oh. If you're receiving cash payments from something like a car accident or personal injury, call J.G. Wentworth now. Find out how you can turn your structured settlement payments into cash you can use today. For free information, call 1-800-500-6517. Your bills won't wait, your expenses won't wait, and your settlement money is spread out over years. Don't wait. Get cash now from J.G. Wentworth. It's your money, isn't it? Use it when you need it. For free information, call us now at 1-800-500-6517. That's 1-800-500-6517. 1-800-500-6517.
Ace Hardware would like to give every homeowner what they really want, a good excuse to go to the hardware store. This Saturday, February 17th, is the Ace Hardware Bag Sale. For one day only at participating stores, save 20% on almost anything you can fit in the bag. 20% off hardware and paint, 20% off lawn and garden and housewares. Shop this Saturday only, February 17th, and save big. At Ace, the helpful place. Discount off regular price of in-stock merchandise. Additional exclusions apply. See participating store for details.
Ace is the place with the help.
this week at the video station in Boulder. Check out The Departed, Marie Antoinette, Infamous, and The U.S. versus John Lennon. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available, with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Where's the best place to find antioxidants? One independent study just ranked Welch's 100% grape juice the number one beverage for antioxidant capacity per serving among 1,000 foods tested. Get more antioxidants in your diet. Drink delicious Welch's 100% grape juice.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 6:24. 24 minutes after 6. Slight chance of rain today and a high of 48. And it's good to have you along on this Friday. 303-713-7600. And we're going to talk to Tom Hartman shortly coming up here. And God forbid I should get excited this early in the morning and talk about potholes and about the government, the 311 call center telling lying to people about the pothole problem. Apparently, Pat, it doesn't work, does it? Yeah, we'll work this. Okay. Because I don't know about you, but I understand the problems involved in trying to get these roads patched up. I understand what's going on here. I just don't want to be lied to. It's like the Bush administration in the same respect that he stands up yesterday in front of the American Enterprise Institute and he starts talking about Afghanistan. But we had been in Afghanistan and we didn't solve the problem then, so now it's coming back to get us again. So the Taliban is not gone, and they're already engaged in their spring offensive now because the trails and things in the mountains there are melting, and they're able to get down out of their mountain hideouts and come after NATO troops, which includes Americans. And had we stayed there and finished the job in the first place, we wouldn't be in this situation. And then you turn around, and Bush says yesterday, and I don't mean to come in here and, you know, beat on him every day, but he says yesterday, well, we can't leave this fledgling democracy. Well, why didn't you think about that before you ran off to Iraq? And there's a story out, came out yesterday on the wire services, that we have squandered, this is your money and my money, billions of dollars in Iraq. Billions. About $10 billion has been squandered by the government in aid because of contractor overruns, unsupported expenses. And here is, this administration is now asking for more money. Now, what is it we always hear about from people on the right? You tax and spend liberals. Well, see, thing is, we're going to go into debt to pay for this. And if there are any true conservatives out there, please explain to me how you could support this idea. And why should we send more money over there for reconstruction if we've blown $10 billion? Think about that. And then let me throw in one other thing. I don't know if any of you caught this. Tony Snow, who I happen to know, by the way, now White House press secretary, was asked in a daily briefing yesterday by a reporter what went wrong. The reporter was asking about Iraq now. Snow replies, I'm not sure anything went wrong. Well, I mean, that's flat out lying.
Oh, yeah.
So there's no difference between that. There's no difference between that and the 311 call center here.
Yeah.
I mean, if you believe what Tony Snow's saying, I got a couple of potholes to show you that are apparently repaired.
He's a master at it. Boy, I've never seen a liar as good as he is. I mean,
yeah, he's a real good guy. You know, he's a nice guy.
That's what everybody says.
Yeah, yes, he's a nice
guy.
You know,
a lot of sociopaths are nice guys, too.
Well, I don't think he's a sociopath. I think he's got a job to do, which I wouldn't want to do, and I think he stands up there and he's a professional mouthpiece and a liar.
The guy that was...
All right, hang on. We're going to take this call. Okay. Let's go to Kurt in Centennial. Kurt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm glad there's no snow and ice on the road.
That's yeah, there you, sure. There you go, man.
Yeah, I get tired of the hour and 20 minutes of commute.
I hear you.
You know, don't feel bad if you have to come on the air every day and bash Bush. Don't worry about it. This guy deserves bashing every half hour. I mean, he has got to be the most incompetent individual who's ever occupied the White House, at least, you know, outside of James Buchanan. And you were just talking about Tony Snow and how, you know, how he's a liar. But he has to be for this administration. That's what this administration is all about. They couldn't tell the truth if they, you know, tried. Even if they tried to tell the truth, they'd still mangle it.
Yeah, so, it's sad but true. But after a while, coming and on the air every day and beating him up gets old. And I'll tell you something else. Seeing him yesterday at the American Enterprise Institute, I'm sick of his face. I'm sorry to say that. I can't watch him anymore.
I can't do it. I told you before. I called you right after the State of the Union. I'm one of these people, when George W. Bush comes on television, I can't watch it. He sickens me so much. He makes me want to throw up. He makes me so incredibly angry. My wife even bought a little bowl. Every time I say something bad about Bush, I have to put a dollar in what we call the Bush bowl.
You know what that means? That means we're having a party at your house.
Damn right.
All right, man. I gotta split because I gotta get Tom Hartman. Kurt, thanks. Okay, be careful out there.
Day. I will. Bye.
All right. And watch out for those potholes. Oh, excuse me. According to the 311 call center here in Denver, that's all being taken care of.
Right. They're gone.
And Mullah Omar's in jail, too.
Right, and the Tooth Fairy is going to leave $100 under every kid's pillow.
That's right. All right, it's 6:30, and we got Tom Hartman coming up next year on AM 760 Progressive Talk. But right now, speaking of potholes, not that she is one, but I didn't mean that. No, we're gonna take a look at traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Happy Friday to you, too. Back to a normal commute now. We have a lot of that melt-off going on, so really just the status quo. Southbound 25 filling in across Thornton, North Glen, eastbound 270, Commerce City. No collisions or stalls to worry about in traffic here in the city, but we do have a rollover crash on the turnpike westbound near McCaslin, so expect that to be a bit slow. Two-car crash westbound C-470 near Jordan. Weather outlook today, very windy, gusts up to 60 miles per hour. Could be up to.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Inspired by the true story of FBI agent Robert Hansen.
He started spying for the Russians in 1985. He's a traitor, Eric.
Whose betrayal...
might be years before we truly know how many deaths he's been responsible for.
...is the greatest security breach in U.S. history.
Why don't we just arrest him?
Director Wesson caught in the act.
Academy Award winner Chris Cooper, Ryan Phillippe, and Laura Linney.
What if he's smarter than I am?
He spent the last 20 years outthinking Russian spies. He's smarter than all of us. This is the biggest case we've ever run.
Directed by Billy Ray, the director of Shattered Glass.
He knows the names of every source we've ever turned.
Everything we've all been paid to do, he's undoing it.
I'm either insanely brave or quite insane. Take your pick. There's insanity in all the answers.
Breach. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing in theaters everywhere.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 6:34, 34 minutes after the hour. Slight chance of rain today, which is kind of weird. High of 48, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Al Franken off to run for the Senate. As a matter of fact, he made his first campaign appearance yesterday at a medical clinic of some kind. I didn't get the complete details. And the man who's picked to succeed him and fill in for him is Tom Hartman. His show starts right after 10 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And Tom's been in the business like forever. The same with the rest of us. And I got Tom on the line. Tom, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Jay. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. Let's talk a little bit about you and about you taking over for Al. He was a pioneer in this, really, and a tremendously huge name. How does it feel to sit down in his time slot?
Well, I've been there for 4 years next month. So, you know, I've been doing a show. I was doing it on iAmerica Radio back before Air America started. I wrote an article that became the original business plan for Air America and was a consultant to them when they were setting up. And, in fact, was offered a piece of another show early on, and I just said, no, you know, I'm doing noon to 3 Eastern, and I think I'm just going to stay here. So really what's going on is, you know, from my point of view, is that my show is just about doubling the number of affiliates we have, a little more than doubling the number of affiliates we have. I mean, it's a great thing. It's a great honor, and I'm really pleased to do it. And I'm not going to be doing anything all that different.
Now, you originate the show from Portland. Has it always originated from Portland?
No, we did it from Vermont for 2 years.
Then right.
Out here to Portland for two years ago and started doing a local show before the national show as well.
And how was that experience, moving from Vermont to Portland, the other side of America?
Well, it was really nice. I love Vermont, and the winters were getting pretty intense. A lot of our family had moved out here to Oregon. My mother-in-law and brother-in-law and our youngest daughter had moved out, and our oldest daughter wanted to move out and with her husband and since has. And so Louise and I were all alone in Vermont.
Well, that'll do it to you.
So here we are.
So you moved all your stuff out to Portland.
Yeah, we did.
All right.
Got a houseboat on the river, and we're having a great time.
All right, let's talk a little politics. Let's just talk a little politics, which I hate to come in here every single morning and beat up the administration. I mean, because now it's like no challenge, really. But yesterday, and I was talking about this before you came on, yesterday George W. Bush is at the American Enterprise Institute. He's talking about Afghanistan, more money, more troops for Afghanistan. But wait a minute, I thought we won that.
Yeah, right. The Russians thought that at one point, too.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
And then before that, the British thought that back in the 19-teens. We have seen this movie before. Afghanistan has at least a 1,000-year history of saying, yeah, come on in. And they're doing the same thing with us. It's nuts. Our job should be to get out of those territories as quickly as possible and work, you know, economically and politically to return stability to those regions, rather than trying to do it militarily. Military power is the last, least effective, and most rooted in an admission of failure end of the spectrum of political activity. And the problem with the Bush administration is that they don't see the connection between military action and political activity. I mean, Colin Powell got it, but he's not in the administration anymore, and he was largely ignored and marginalized anyway.
Now, part of the problem, Tom, John M. here, good morning. Part of the problem is Pakistan, that Musharraf has just decided they're not going to touch anything over there in the western mountains.
Yeah. Well, you know, bin Laden's still running around loose, although they say now the trail has gone cold. But, with Pakistan, here you have a military dictatorship. The guy overthrew a democratically elected government. They have nuclear weapons. They have weapons of mass destruction. They harbor terrorists. You know, I mean, all of Bush's criteria for who we should attack, they wired their ISI, their equivalent of the CIA, wired $100,000 to Mohammed Atta weeks before 9/11. This is, you know, not in dispute. It's a matter of public record. And yet, you know, and then you've got the Saudis supplying them, you know, all these tens of thousands or tens of millions of dollars to Sunni insurgents in Iraq who are responsible for the majority of American deaths. And it's just weird how selectively Bush is deciding who he's going to go after and who he's going to ignore.
Yeah, come on, Tom. You know that everything going wrong in Iraq is the fault of Iran.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the latest mantra, isn't it?
Yeah, and again, it's, you know, the analogy that I use is if China looked at the United States and said, "Hey, wait a minute, Bush didn't actually win the 2000 election. He's illegitimate. They have weapons of mass destruction. They've done a preemptive war. They're not treating their people well. They've done away with habeas corpus. They're throwing people in jail without trial. You know, Jose Padilla and whatnot.
Right, exactly.
So let's invade. And they were to invade the United States. First thing. I'm guessing you guys would be just like me. We'd be out on the street shooting at the Chinese soldiers, you know, saying, you know, get the hell out of our country, frankly. And then secondly, if any of our friends in Canada said, hey, you know, you need a mortar or you need a, I'd say, yes, you know, bring it down.
Sure, I'd buy one.
Yeah, I mean, this is just, you know, that other countries in the region are supplying people who they feel some sort of ethnic, religious, family, tribe, clan, whatever bond with. Not to mention regional bond, is common sense. And, you know, we know that weapons have been coming in or support has been coming in from Jordan, from the Emirates, from Saudi Arabia all along, and from Iran. You know, what people forget is that Iran was one of our allies when we invaded Afghanistan.
That's exactly right.
You know, Iran in 2003, and this is the big stink now, Condi suddenly has amnesia, offered to help us solve the Iraqi problem. They offered to play a very significant role, and it probably would have been a very healthy role. They offered to stop supporting Hezbollah in Lebanon. They offered to help broker a peace with Israel and the Palestinians and actually bring money in to the Palestinian territories in that situation. And Condi said, nah, don't want to talk to you guys.
Yeah, then all of a sudden Bush slaps them up the side of the head, including them in the axis of evil.
Yeah, I know. It's just the foreign policy blunders of this administration. And the Republican support group have been at a certain level criminal, but beyond that, tragic. It's just, you know, so many human beings. I mean, human beings have died. So many people's lives. You've got 2.5 million refugees out of Iraq right now. We've taken a few hundred of them here.
Oh yeah. Well, the whole Iraqi middle class basically is gone.
Oh yeah, yeah. They're all living in Jordan or Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, 70% of the school children that are there now don't go to school because it's too dangerous.
Yeah.
So the administration stands up and, you know, keeps trying to paint this picture of, well, everyday life rolls on, but no, it doesn't roll on, and their society is torn in half.
Yeah.
And this administration can't come into, you know, there's something. I ask everybody who comes on this show. It's a 6:42, 42 minutes past the hour. We have Tom Hartman on from Air America, who follows us right after 10 o'clock our time. I ask everybody who comes on this question. I'll ask you. And I don't mean to be rude, but it's the truth. I mean, do you think this guy, do you think George W. Bush has got a mental problem? Do you think he's insane?
I think he has some serious problems, yeah. I do, but I don't think that that's the core of the problem, because I don't think that he's entirely in charge.
No.
I think the core of the problem is this whole neocon philosophy that came out of the group that he was addressing yesterday, for example, the American Enterprise Institute, and his advisors. They did not plan beyond the first 6 months in Iraq, because they really and truly believed that if they were to create the neoconservative paradise there that they've been trying to create here since 1947, you know, going to a flat tax, flat 15% tax, which they did, throwing open the borders to multinational corporations so they can import all the cheap labor they want, which they did, doing away with the social safety net, no more free health care, no more national health care program, no more subsidies for poor people for food and things like that, which they did, no more unemployment insurance, which they did, that that it would create an instant economic boom, and that all the predictions of the right-wing economists and the neocons and the libertarians would be fulfilled. And in fact, what it produced was 70% unemployment and an economic disaster and a whole lot of very, very PO'd people. And I mean, this was all Paul Bremer's year zero plan. They were going to reinvent Iraq. This was supposed to be their rebuttal to the Marshall Plan. They've been saying for 60 years the Marshall Plan worked in Europe and in Japan to a smaller extent only by accident, because Germany and Japan were such industrious countries to begin with. It had nothing to do with the fact that they built in national health care and strong unionization and worker protections and all those things. That was just coincidence. And so they needed a country, a tabula rasa, where they could create this neocon paradise and prove to the world that Reaganism, you know, fully writ, really, really works, so they could then inflict it on us. And they thought that they really, truly believed that was what was going to happen. That's why there was no post-war planning.
Oh, I think they still believe that, and I think that they had planned not only to do it in Iraq, but I think they'd also planned to move on to Iran, and they'd also planned to move on to Syria. Trouble is, we got stuck. But the reason I ask that, you know, because I got to ask it about Dick Cheney, too. I mean, look at the Libby trial. You think this is a guy who's playing with a full deck?
I don't. In neurology, you always look for asymmetry in people. You know, when somebody literally talks out of one side of their mouth. Literally, physically, when they talk
right.
out of
right.
half their mouth,
right.
that indicates one of two things. It either indicates a stroke, or it indicates that one part of their brain at some point took over the other part of their brain, typically as a result of some kind of serious trauma. I mean, this is going to be an indication of post-traumatic stress disorder or serious psychiatric illness. And, you know, I watch Cheney talk, and it gives me the creeps.
Me too.
And also,
I guess that's what happens when you shoot somebody in the face with a shotgun, too.
I always love it. Maureen Dowd, her favorite phrase describing Cheney is barking mad.
Yeah, a good old Britishism, actually.
I always think this is actually the Cheney administration, and Bush is playing the same role he did for the Texas Rangers. He's the front man and the glad hander and the backslapper.
Yeah, he's the pimp artist.
Yeah, or maybe more the role that he played in intramural sports at Andover. He was the cheerleader.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. I mean, he's the guy who goes out and is supposedly supposed to be able to sell the plan,
yeah.
And then you got the other guys behind him who are running all this stuff. Wolfowitz, Fife, of course, they're all gone now, but...
Well, they're gone, but they're still there. I mean,
yeah, you know. Exactly. They're still traveling those circles, but they don't. Yeah. They don't sit, you know, in the positions that they had.
Right.
And it's like they keep denying what's going on. They keep denying the obvious. And how do you also explain the 27 to 30%, maybe 37 at its most, of the people who still follow them and still hang on to this and still think this is right?
Well, you know, there's no accounting for true believers. I mean, after the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia, right up through the 1950s, 60s, 70s, arguably right up until the fall of the Soviet Union, there were people who believed that communism, as reinvented by first Trotsky and then Lenin and then Stalin, actually was a system that eventually would work. And, you know, true believers, there's just that syndrome, you know, the Jim Jones syndrome. They get it in their heads and they follow it even in the face of obvious opposite evidence. And that certainly happened with the conservatives in this country.
Yeah, it's like John Dean in his book, Conservatives Without Conscience. There's that totalitarian segment of the population, about 25%, they'll just follow anybody over a cliff.
Yep. Yeah. Dean really nails it.
Yeah, he really does. And, it's tragic, and you can't talk to those folks.
Well, you try. I mean, I have them on my radio program on a regular basis, occasionally I make some headway. Mostly it just helps my listeners really understand. I don't think most Americans realize how conservatives think, you know, deep down.
Well, they get irrational. What happens when I have them on is they get irrational and vicious.
Yeah. Well, I try not to provoke them to vicious, but, you know, I want them to get their ideas out because they know that if they really get their ideas out, they'll always lose. That's why they talk about guns, God, and gays, because they
right,
really
exactly.
don't want to talk about their economic agenda and their belief that democracy is a bad thing and that, you know, there should be a ruling conservative elite. And so, you know, if I can get them to talk about the real conservative issues, the things that they actually talk about among themselves on the radio, my listeners are going, oh, my God, I had no idea.
Yeah, well, exactly. And if they can get away with it not talking about, for instance, Iraq in 2008, and staying away from it, because undoubtedly this is still going to be going on to some degree. they'll try to do it.
Yeah, you saw the memo.
Yeah, I did see the memo, and it doesn't shock me. And well, look at their behavior. You know, in the 2007 election cycle, many of them didn't want to talk about it, and many of them ran campaign ads that never identified their party.
Yeah.
Or who they were associated with.
Yep, absolutely. And then you had some who even went so far as to pretend they were Democrats, like, you know, the steel race.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. All right, let me ask one last thing here about 08. What do you think of the field of candidates?
On the Democratic side, I think we have an abundance of riches.
Yeah.
There are no flaky candidates, in my opinion, at this point. And the bottom line for me is it's really not even about the candidate. I've said all along I'll support whoever gets nominated. You know, my political leanings are more towards Edwards or Dennis Kucinich, who's an old friend. But even if one of the more conservative candidates, like Hillary Clinton, gets nominated, you know, I'll work to support her because I believe that it's not about the candidate, it's about the parade. If we can get enough people energized and active, they will move the candidates. Franklin Roosevelt was elected as a moderate, and he transformed this country because the parade was demanding he do so. Teddy Roosevelt was elected as a big government, rich, white guy
right. On
the side of the railroads.
And look what he did.
Yeah, and he was probably the most progressive president we'd had since Lincoln. And so, you know, I really think it's about the parade. We need to activate the people, and you know, then the candidates will follow.
Yeah, I'm supporting Obama.
I think Obama's a great guy.
I'm right out, you know, having interviewed him like tons of times when I worked at WLS. I mean, I'm just
yeah. Well,
I'm
you have a big advantage over me there. I've never talked to him, but
I should have him on.
Yeah, I should. And everything I see so far, he's a great guy. And once again. No matter who it is, they're not going to be able to have the power and the courage to do the things that really need to be done in this country. And we have some real serious problems from health care to our foreign policy.
Right.
They're not going to be able to do that if we aren't active behind them. And that means more than just voting.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
It means showing up at the party meetings. It means showing up at the rallies. It means writing letters to the editor of the paper. It means calling into talk radio. It means talking to your friends. I mean, we have to get active, we the people.
Boy. Never, never more truer words said. Tom,
get up, suit up, and show up.
Yep.
There you go.
Let's do it. Tom, thank you so much, man. We look forward to hearing it. Tim, thanks for coming on. And listen, come on anytime you want, man. The door's always open.
Well, thank you. Feel free to invite me anytime. And, you know, it's great talking with you. You guys are doing a great job. Keep it up.
Good to talk to you. Take care, Tom.
Thanks, Jay.
All right. That's Tom Hartman, who is on starting after 10 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 10 to 1.
Good guy.
Good guy. Okay. All right, we'll continue here with open phones, and then coming up at 7:30, we've got Representative Grace Napolitano from the 38th Congressional District in California. She's going to be here at the Douglas County Democrats Clinton Carter dinner, which Mary and I'll be at, and hope you'll be at too. And we'll talk a little bit about that, and we'll ask her a whole range of stuff. So stick around here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Now Friday morning traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Shay. We're just clearing that crash off the turnpike westbound near McCaslin. Other than that, just starting to see heavy conditions along the eastbound lanes if you are Denver-bound, especially approaching Federal. Same thing for eastbound 6th out of Lakewood. And, of course, all of our southbound arteries filling in now across the north side of town, including I-25, certainly there through Thornton, North Glen. Southbound 225 going to be starting to get busy for you through the Aurora area in the tech center. So far, so good, though. No major stalls or problems to get in your way as you head to work or school. The Loveland Pass remains closed, as does Colorado 93 between 170 and Colorado 72. Weather today, very windy, gusts up to 60 miles per hour with a high of 50 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, few flurries possible early in the evening, low of 20. Right now, mostly cloudy and 42. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes from Grand Junction to the eastern plains of Burlington, Fort Collins up north to Pueblo down south. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcasting in high definition.
Hey, that's cool.
Find out more about HD Radio on AM760.net.
53 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. There are three sizes of poodles, standard, miniature, and toy, all of which are the same breed. I wish somebody who's knows something about dogs would explain that to me. How could they all be the same? Well, I guess they could be. Okay. It's early in the morning and I'm not thinking clearly. My dog Coco's got a little body. Well, it's getting a little bit bigger. And she's got short legs, and that's what a Welsh Corgi has. And then, of course, Jackson the Min Pin is just a little teeny thing. although he thinks he's a full-grown Doberman. But we love them. We really do. And if you love your dog or dogs, then you got to get turned on to Purina One Total Nutrition Formulas, because they're formulated to be more of what you look for in a dog food. Each formula is made with two kibble shapes to give your dog more variety in mealtime. Choose real lamb, real beef, or real chicken as the first ingredient. Each is formulated to deliver all six signs of pet health, including the immune system and the digestive health. And that's just to name a few. So try Purina One and see the healthy difference in the food and your dog. Make the switch to Purina One. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One. That's right for your puppy, adult, or senior dog.
Get progressive about your career. You listen to AM 760, now you can join the team. AM 760 is currently accepting resumes for the position of account executive. If you're outgoing, motivated, energetic, and want to help business owners market to AM 760 listeners, this job could be for you. Sales experience is preferred but not required. Send your resume to maxbrooks@clearchannel.com today. Political affiliation is not a consideration. For a complete list of all available positions, visit clearcareers.com. That's clearcareers.com. Clear Channel Colorado is an equal opportunity employer.
You're talking to coin collector Steve Wolf. Now, Steve, tell me about Roaring 20s silver dollars and a free silver coin.
Yes, here's the scoop. The FFC is releasing rolls of vintage 1920s U.S. silver dollars to the public that were saved from government meltdown. And you can examine rolls of these magnificent silver dollars risk-free.
Are these collector coins?
Oh, yeah. And vintage U.S. silver dollars are highly collectible. These are genuine silver dollars, the very last 90% pure silver dollars ever struck for circulation.
The Roaring 20s silver dollar. It's like holding history in the palm of your hand.
Yeah. Of course, they don't even make coins out of silver anymore, but a handful were saved from extinction, and these silver dollars are becoming more sought after every day.
And I can get these risk-free. How?
I'd say call the FFC. If you call right now, they're even sending out a free silver coin with your silver dollars.
Okay, folks, to get those silver dollars and that free silver coin, here's the number. 1-800-300-9035. 1-800-300-9035. Again, 1-800-300-9035.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:55, 55 minutes past the hour. Slight chance of rain, the high today of 48. And it's open phones, sprinkled in with some good guests. And speaking of phones, let's go to Corey in Watkins. Corey, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Well, sir, I've got a sinus infection, which allowed me to get up super early to hear the beginning of your show this morning.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to call Jay. On a personal note, I hope you're not tired of hearing this, but I'm so glad that your surgery went well. You were sorely missed, and I'm just glad things are going great for you.
Oh, thanks, man. You're more than kind. Thank you very much.
Definitely. My thought this morning is one, you had an earlier caller who said that George Bush never tells the truth. Well, I heard a comment this week that he said, money trumps peace.
Oh, yes, he did say that.
Dude, now I'll tell you. Now that's the kind of mentality I expect from George Bush.
Don't you think that was a weird statement?
Well, yes. Anything coming from that man is weird, Jay. And I don't want you to feel bad, Jay, because you come in and you have to bash George Bush. When he gives you something positive to talk about, then you can redeem that. Or you could just pull a Tony Snow and say, "Oh, the Bush administration. I don't think there's anything going wrong there."
Yeah. It's just that it becomes, I mean, almost the point where if you're a rational thinking human being, regardless of your political affiliation, you can't say okay to this kind of stuff. You can't say okay to the fact that we've blown $10 billion in Iraq. How can you support that?
Well, it's like last week when I sent you that article about the three officers who had laundered money for jewelry.
Right, exactly.
The guy who laundered money to put a $10,000 addition on his New Jersey home, what the hell is going on in this country?
We're losing lives, and we're losing money, and we sorely need to wake up and get out of that area. Hey, thank you, Corey. Appreciate it, man.
Take care, my friend. Good to talk to you.
All right, hope you feel better. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, we'll catch a little news, then we'll take more of your calls at 303-713-7600, because it is Friday, and it is open phones. Plus, we'll have the Congresswoman coming up, too.
Jay Martin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. AM
760, Progressive Talk.
You've earned it. Now, protect it. When most people hear the words estate plan, they think, one, I don't have an estate, or two, I'm not going to die anytime soon. But if you don't have an estate plan, or your current plan is out of date, you and your family could be in great danger. Please join me, Bennett Braverman, attorney at law, and my colleague, Malia Lindquist, for a free seminar. Learn why estate planning is a crucial protection for you and your loved ones.
Attend this free estate planning seminar, 1 week only, three different locations to choose from. Tuesday, February 20th at 6:30 p.m. at the Omni Interlochen Resort. Wednesday, February 21st at 6:30 p.m. at the Hotel Boulderado. And Thursday, February 22nd at 10 a.m. at the Boulder Marriott. Get the truth about protecting yourself, your family, and your assets. Call today for reservations, 303-541-0707. Space is limited. Call 303-541-0707.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZM Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sinatani.
House will be in order.
House members who were up past 1 o'clock in the morning debating the war in Iraq returned to work within the past hour for a final round of pro and con on a non-binding resolution expressing support for American troops and opposition to the troop buildup.
From the beginning, this war has been a saga of miscalculations, mistakes, and misjudgments for which America will pay in many ways for years to come.
We should not be the authors of a policy that ensures the lives of these American heroes have been lost in vain.
The resolution will be put to a vote later today, and it will pass with the blessing of most Democrats and many Republicans. The real battle is still to come over a proposal by Democrat John Murtha to tie the president's hands with new limits on combat operations in Iraq. Meet Sandy Cole. She's driving from Troy, New York, to see her father in Boynton Beach, Florida. She spent last night at a truck stop near Harrisburg along I-81, one of the Pennsylvania highways that had been icebound since a winter storm struck on Tuesday.
I'm exhausted and I'm upset. I don't know what else to say. I don't understand why it happened. I don't know why we're stuck here.
Big stretches of the highway are closed so road crews can attack the ice. The FCC is taking another run at all the blood and guts on television. Live to CBS's Jim Taylor.
Right now, Frank, the government regulates sex on TV, not violence like this. The FCC wants to change that.
What a strange state of affair it is that we care in this culture more about protecting kids from sex than we do from protecting them from violence when it comes to content on television.
Robert Thompson, Syracuse University professor of pop culture, he disparages an FCC plan to regulate TV violence.
Very carefully down this path.
He suggests fewer regulations, not more.
To the Foreign Desk now, where CBS's Vicki Barker has an incredible tale of real-life violence.
Frank, this is the sort of thing that only happens in movies. Lone gunman hijacks a Mauritanian jetliner, demands to be taken to France. Pilot realizes gunman doesn't actually speak French. Warns passengers in French he plans to brake hard upon landing and then speed up to throw the hijacker off balance. Plan works. Passengers and crew help wrestle the man to the ground, which was not France, by the way, but the Canary Islands.
The government released a pair of new readings on the economy in the past half hour. One shows a sharp 14% drop in new home building last month. The other points to a drop in wholesale prices, 0.6%. Want smarter kids? Eat fish. The latest medical study on the subject says women who eat seafood while they're pregnant have children with higher IQs. That contradicts other studies that said women should eat less fish because of high levels of mercury that could harm their babies. University of Iowa smokers may have to walk a mile for a camel. The school wants to ban smoking anywhere on campus. S&P futures are down a point. This is CBS News.
Buying a used car can be filled with pitfalls, but there's one sure way to avoid stumbling. Buy a Honda-certified used car. Only well-maintained late-model Hondas are eligible. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection and then backed by one of the best warranties in the business. Plus, now, you can get low APR financing on all certified used Honda Odyssey and Pilot models. Feeling a little more sure-footed, aren't we? Honda-certified used cars. Hey, it may be used, but it's still a Honda.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
Okay, this is how I run my business. I put receipts at the front of the shoebox. Unpaid invoices go in the back.
But, hon, what happens if you drop the shoebox?
I might cry a little.
You know, there's an easier way to manage your business. Use QuickBooks. It's so simple, you can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you send invoices, see who's paid you and who hasn't, and get ready for tax time.
Great. What'll I do with my shoebox?
Put shoes in it? Just throwing it out there.
QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at Staples, Office Depot, or Sam's Club.
And good morning. It's 7:04. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. The House of Representatives expected to approve a measure today taking a firm stance against President Bush's plan to send more troops to Iraq. Our own Colorado Congressman John Salazar explains their stance.
What we're saying is, Mr. President, it's important for you to put your pride in your pocket and say, let's move forward and try to some diplomatic type of solution.
And a small band of House Republicans has joined with the Dems in declaring their opposition to the so-called surge. New Mexico Governor and presidential hopeful Bill Richardson will be visiting Denver next week to launch his campaign in Colorado. Richardson's formed a presidential exploratory committee, the first step in an official run for the Democratic nomination in an already crowded field of hopefuls. And a Mexican court has cleared the way for TV bounty hunter and Colorado native Dwayne Dog Chapman to be extradited from Hawaii. Chapman, of course, a Denver native who attracted national attention when he captured cosmetics heir and convicted rapist Andrew Luster. That's the same case for which he's facing charges in Mexico. He's looking up to 4 years in a Mexican jail if convicted. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Probably the best and most normal commute we've had all week. Traffic just stacked up southbound 25, 104th to 84th, and eastbound 270 Commerce City on that north side. Aurora traffic on the increase now northbound Islip to Mississippi. Southbound, you'll hit the usual snag there around Parker. Still no wrecks on freeways in the city. We do have a little cleanup of westbound Boulder Turnpike near McCaslin, westbound C-470 near Jordan. Weather today, very windy with gusts to 60 miles per hour for Denver and the Northeast Plains, near hurricane force winds at times in the northern mountains and foothills. High of 50 degrees, right now mostly cloudy and 42. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Ace Hardware would like to give every homeowner what they really want, a good excuse to go to the hardware store. This Saturday, February 17th, is the Ace Hardware Bag Sale. For one day only at participating stores, save 20% on almost anything you can fit in the bag. 20% off hardware and paint, 20% off lawn and garden and housewares. Shop this Saturday only, February 17th, and save big. At Ace, the helpful place. Discount off regular price of in-stock merchandise. Additional exclusions apply. See participating store for details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. Slight chance of rain today at a high of 48. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, John M., and John Turk producing. And we've got Congresswoman Grace Napoliano coming up at 7:30. She's from the 38th Congressional District, and she's going to be the keynote speaker at the Douglas County Democrats Clinton Carter Dinner, 6 p.m. Saturday, February the 24th. And we'll be there, and we hope you will be, too. If you want to get tickets, it's douglasdemocrats.org. But until that time, it's open phones, and we can talk about anything you want to talk about at 303-713-7600, whatever moves you on this Friday morning. And we've got three lines open, so don't suck free energy off the radio. Get off your half moons and get involved. Right, John?
Yep.
All right, let's go to Frank in Denver. Frank, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Jay. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
No, welcome.
And I just wanted to talk about the use of history in the discussion over the debate on Iraq. And I'm not saying that the Democrats are immune to this, but I've been listening in the morning to C-SPAN to the Republicans debating why we should not vote on this resolution. And unbelievable uses of history, all the way from Davy Crockett with a BlackBerry at the Alamo to saying that our involvement in World War One was just so great, even though the black troops that were involved in that, who were fighting for, in his term, this congressman from Georgia, freedom, only to come back and find none at home. And it was just uses of history, and I'm a history teacher, and it's just I'm trying to teach my kids in the classroom what's going on and what happened to America, and it's not all pretty, but to see congressmen abuse it and use it to their own line of will, and it's not correct, it's just phenomenal to me.
Well, you know, my favorite was that idiot Republican congressman, and I think he was from Florida, who got up yesterday and was quoting Abraham Lincoln about how Congress people should be thrown in jail if they oppose the war. And it turns out some guy
fake.
In Insight magazine made that whole thing up.
That was untrue. That was Congressman Putnam from Florida.
Yeah.
Well, funny you should mention that because my field is the Civil War, but abuses of Lincoln. I've never seen Lincoln so misquoted. It's a shame he doesn't get up out of the tomb, come over to Congress and say, "Will you stop misquoting me?"
Yeah. That's true. It's true.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's shameful, too.
The point is that you would think congressmen, people that we suppose read the Constitution, we suppose read Declaration of Independence, would be able to speak in at least whether they agree or disagree with the issue at hand, with some knowledge, and that's not there. They're just abusing it to their will.
No, and they use the same talking points over and over you're going to demoralize the troops, you're sending a message to the enemy.
Yeah.
They use the example of World War II and Neville Chamberlain, but what they don't talk about is the fact that Europe should have got in and disarmed Germany when Hitler started that build-up instead of waiting until it was too late, and they go on and on and on about this stuff. And, I mean, how many times can you make this case using the same worn-out examples?
Well, I'm still waiting for Davy Crockett to get on that BlackBerry.
Yeah, I am too. With the message, you're not getting any more reinforcements. But as I remember, in the Alamo, they didn't have any more men.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, we just use history to our will, just to distort the public mindset. Maybe they're right. Maybe we should just get away with this, do away with this non-binding resolution. Maybe we should, support the mission.
Well,
unbelievable.
You know what? Bear in mind about John Boehner, though. This is a guy who used to, and got in trouble for this, he used to walk around on the floor of the House of Representatives handing out checks from tobacco lobbyists.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So that's,
really?
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's how honest he is. Frank, thank you, man.
Well, thank you.
All right, talk to
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. Yeah, that debate is something else, and they're going to vote today on that.
Well, you know, it's interesting, this fellow being a history teacher. I've been reading several reviews about that new book by that fellow Odin, I believe, Michael Odin, about our American involvement in the Middle East going back to Tripoli in... around the turn of the 19th century. And, boy, just reading some of the stuff about how we're making the same mistakes we made 200 years ago. Not understanding, what the situation is over there. What was really fascinating was that even in the 1840s, there was an American religious movement that wanted to see the Jews in Palestine, because then that would bring the second coming about. I didn't realize that went back 150, 160 years.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't have to go back that far. How about we're making the same mistakes now that we made 40 years ago?
Yeah.
Or 45 years ago?
Yeah.
I mean, Vietnam was ill-conceived.
Oh.
Same thing.
Yeah, it was that, based on a faulty philosophy, the domino theory, that,
But here we are, we're stuck. Here we are, we're stuck in the same situation again. And what I wonder out of people is, are they really happy with non-binding resolutions? Or would they really like to see the funds cut off? Now, Mirtha's got a plan, which I think is pretty good, where they have to have, the troops have to have a year off. They have to be well-trained.
They have to be well-equipped.
Well-equipped before you just send them in there.
This has just been disgraceful, what this administration... Well, you go to war with the army you have, not the army you want. Jesus, what a moron
it's
that guy was.
Well, it's just unbelievable.
He should be tried for war crimes.
Who, Rumsfeld?
Yep.
Well, the Germans are after him. I don't know what's happened with that deal, but the Germans are after him. And also, there's also this story this morning, too, about an Italian judge on Friday indicted 26 Americans and 5 Italians in the first criminal trial case over the CIA's extraordinary rendition program. The judge set a trial date of June 8th. Prosecutors alleged that 5 Italian intelligence officials worked with the American, almost all CIA agents, worked with Americans who were almost all CIA agents, to abduct terror suspect Osama Mustafa Hassan Nassar from a Milan street on February 17, 2003. Nassar was allegedly transferred by vehicle to the Italian Air Force base near Venice, and then by air to Ramstein Air Force Base in Germany, and then on to Egypt, where critics say he was tortured. Although one of the American suspects has been identified as a CIA agent, including the former station chief in Rome and Milan, the other is a U.S. Air Force officer stationed at the time at the Italian Air Force Base. So that's something that we haven't had in a long time, where you've got the Italian government is after members of the CIA.
Yeah, I think it's kind of interesting that their court-appointed Italian lawyers admit they haven't even been in contact with them. These guys are
the clients. Well, yeah, they're probably out of the country. Good luck to the Italians in trying to get a hold of them, but they'll try them in absentia.
Yeah.
And that whole extraordinary rendition thing is also another, blight on this country's human rights record. And how the idea that people in this country would willingly go along with that idea of just picking up suspected people off the street and then sending them to places that engage in human rights violations when we're supposed to represent human rights.
Yeah, like that poor guy up in Canada.
Well, the Canadian guy was suing the United States government. Yeah.
We sent him to Syria because we knew they'd torture him over there. And now the Canadian government has apologized to him, paid him several million dollars, but he's still not allowed to even fly over U.S. airspace.
Yeah, he can't get back in the country. You're right. He can't even. That's right. If he tries, and he's been cleared, and the Canadians and the United States, Alberto Gonzalez, who's the Attorney General, to this day insists that this country did nothing wrong. In his case, that they didn't do anything wrong about it, and that they're not guilty of it.
Well, of course, Alberto Gonzalez is the same guy that says habeas corpus isn't in the U.S. Constitution. That was the scariest thing. I mean, Patrick Leahy, the Democratic senator from Vermont, I mean, he was just sitting there with his mouth open when Gonzalez said that. Oh, it doesn't say anything about habeas corpus in the U.S. Constitution.
Huh? Yeah, I find it incredible that people actually believe that, that they would actually go along with that idea, that they think that that would be okay. I really do. Why would you argue to support that if you yourself might need it at some point?
Yeah.
See, that's what I never understand about people who want to give away their civil liberties. Well, you can search my house. I have nothing to hide.
Well, supposedly.
Well, yeah, but
some of the framers of the Constitution didn't even want to include a mention of habeas corpus. That's why it was brought up in the Bill of Rights, because they thought it was just so self-evident that this should be one of the basic. I mean, it goes back to Britain before the Magna Carta.
Right. Oh, you can go ahead and tap my phone. You can listen to my phone calls. I have nothing to hide. I mean, why would you give that stuff away like that?
Fear. It's just.
Yeah, fear.
They played on that for 6 years now.
But I think it's run out.
I think
that fear factor is gone.
Yeah, because they're trying to do the same thing,
I mean, what's your feeling when you hear a politician say, well, it's a dangerous world out there? They're trying to sell you something.
Yeah.
That's immediately it. When Cheney says that, when any of those guys say that, well, post-9/11 is a dangerous world. Look, nobody's denying there are not bad people out there who want to do bad things to us.
Yeah.
But this whole idea that we should all run around in one hand on paranoia and then on the other hand shop? Be scared, but use your Visa card.
You don't shop, terrorists win.
That's right. If you don't shop, terrorists win. Use your Visa card, but be scared. Be paranoid. And God forbid anybody should be Muslim. They're immediately evil people.
Just remember the old saying, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they aren't out to get you.
That's right. 7:18, 18 minutes after 7, traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, traffic is building up across the city now on most of our arteries, definitely along southbound I-25. Tough ride through Thornton North Glen this morning. We're also seeing some heavier traffic now on eastbound lanes of I-70, Pecos to Washington. Keep in mind that we have a high wind warning in effect today until about 5 p.m. Colorado 93 remains closed between Highway 170 and Colorado 72. You can expect tough travel conditions, especially for high-profile vehicles today on I-25 from Pueblo to New Mexico and C-470 between I-70 and I-25. Along the foothills. Weather today, very windy, gusts to 60 miles per hour for Denver, up to 100 miles per hour in the foothills. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 20. Right now, mostly cloudy, 42. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Mastercraft Truck Equipment reminds listeners that when you have the opportunity, show your support for the men and women of our armed forces who are serving overseas. Let them know that their dedication and courage are deeply appreciated. This important message is brought to you by Mastercraft Truck Equipment, your complete one-stop truck equipment center. From conversions to parts and accessories, including the latest Adrian Steel Van interiors, visit Mastercraft Truck Equipment at 2180 West Cornell Avenue in Englewood.
719, 19 after the hour here on AM760, Progressive Talk. And let me talk to you about Icon LASIK Center. People are always talking about misconceptions that people have in everyday life. One of the biggest misconceptions that's going around out there is about LASIK eye surgery. Most people believe that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye, and why other centers can't. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar-off sales. Find out the truth for yourself. Call today. Set up a consultation. 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, C-O-N, Denver.com.
Is credit card debt making your life miserable? Are you tired of harassing phone calls and struggling to make ends meet? You may qualify for a little-known program through Debt Consultants of America. This program allows you to pay back only a small portion of the credit card debt you owe.
In fact, up to 60% of your credit card debt could be completely wiped clean.
It's a proven program, and the best part is Debt Consultants of America does all the work.
You don't have to pay back a penny of the debt they settle for you.
So grab all your credit card statements and call for a free, no-obligation consultation.
Their friendly counselors will give you all the details.
Call 800-768-6113.
That's 800-768-6113.
You need to have $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify for this program. For your free, no-obligation consultation, please call us at 800-768-6113. Call now, 800-768-6113.
AM 760 has a new voice in the morning after Jay.
Frankly, I think the Bush right now wants it to get a whole lot worse, particularly in Iran, to divert attention away from the disaster that is Iraq.
It's Tom Hartman.
I mean, here's the bottom line. You kill people, they have relatives, they get angry. I mean, it's not that you don't pacify a country by going in and killing people.
The Tom Hartman Program.
See, the bottom line here, Bush is afraid to negotiate.
10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Taliban and Al-Qaeda fighters do hide in remote regions of Pakistan. This is wild country. This is wilder than the Wild West.
No kidding. Unbelievable. 7:22, 22 minutes after 7 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 48 with some rain. 303-713-7600, three open lines, and it's open phones, whatever you want to talk about. And am I the only one who gets this feeling when George W. Bush talks? And I don't mean to make the whole program this morning beating up on him, but I'm just amazed that this guy is the president of the United States. I really am. Anybody else get that feeling? Like, do you ever step back? Do you ever step back and you're just amazed by the entire thing? All of it? All of it. That you just step back and say, what's going on here? What are we doing in this situation? How could somebody get us into a situation that arguably there's no good way out? Let's go go to Al on I-76. Al, good morning. You're on AM-760.
Hey, good morning, guys. I have to get into the conversation. You know, I think the clock is ticking on all these criminals. The new administration, I hope they take somebody like Patrick Leahy and make them the attorney general, and they go after him.
Well, I hope they do, too, but I'll tell you something that really scares me. What scares me is, like, you just look at the Scooter Libby trial. I'll bet you he gets convicted, but I'll bet you he appeals that and stays out. And then on top of that, I bet you even if he does go to one of these white-collar crossbar hotels, I'll bet you George W. Bush pardons him.
Well, you know, that's a good point. I hadn't thought about that, but I hope they come out and convict him, at least get a conviction on the record.
Oh, I believe they will, but I believe that he'll step in there and he'll pardon him. And I also have a feeling that whoever comes into power, that whoever gets to the White House in 08 may give us this whole thing about, well, the country needs to get on with its business. We need to unite, not divide, and that Bush and Cheney and the rest of them will never be held accountable for any of this. For instance, there's nobody saying anything about this $10 billion that we blew in Iraq.
Well, that's true. I just hope that we don't get that whoever ends up in the White House doesn't get the Jerry Ford syndrome.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And I understand why Jerry Ford did what he did, and I accept that. But I think that this is a lot. This situation is a lot steeper and a lot more serious, and we're talking about an awful lot of human beings that have lost their lives.
Oh, see, that's my point entirely, is that I think Bush has committed treason. Not only has he squandered the U.S. Treasury in an ill-conceived, idiotic foreign adventure, but he squandered 3,200 American lives.
Yeah, I don't understand why everybody got down on Barack Obama's case for saying that they were wasted lives. I don't get that. Is that supposed to be? Were people trying to twist that into a an attack on the troops? I mean, I think he was speaking the truth.
I do too. I most definitely do. This was completely outrageous that we went on this foreign adventure, and it was just like the previous caller said. Money trumps peace. I mean, how could Bush let a slip like that out? Well, we all know that. That's kind of dumb on my part. This all goes back to PNAC, and I mean the people that want the small group of people that want to control the world.
Well. It's a terrible situation, and how in the world all of this unfolded will be one for the historians to look at for a long time to come. Al, thank you, man. Take care.
Have a great day.
Okay, you too. And I don't think history is going to be very kind. I don't think history is going to be very kind not only to this administration, but I don't think history is going to be very kind to Congress, who basically went along with this. I mean, this is one of my major criticisms and one of my major feelings about Hillary Clinton, is that she will not, in any way, shape, or form, come forward and say that the vote she made was a mistake, and that she turns around and says that George W. Bush made the mistake. Yeah, but you gave him the permission to go ahead and do it. Now, there are those who will say, well, that's not what she voted on, and that he wasn't just given a carte blanche permission to go ahead and do it. But the fact is, she did go along with it. Now, is there a difference between you and me and her? Yeah, there's a real big difference. And you know what the big difference is? She's supposed to know, you and I don't have that knowledge. We don't have the information that she's got. That's why, if she gets the nomination, I'll support her, but that's one of the reasons why I don't back her. Let's go to Louise in Denver. Louise, hi, you're on AM-760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I have just got to comment to your question about how can this be happening? I mean, it is just an amazing thing. This in no way compares to Watergate. And what is even more surprising is that the Congress, the Senate, we have just let this unfold in front of us. And I don't know if it's the fear factor, but I noticed the other day at that press conference, it was like a frat boy party. I expected Bush to take out a gym towel and start snapping those reporters on the butt. I mean, it was just, he loves to taunt, humiliate, and that was what he was doing that day. And I think that was his tactic. He knows he's in trouble. He's got a lot to answer for. So he went in there with the frat boy agenda to humiliate and taunt. And they did ask some tough questions. But if he didn't want to answer, he wouldn't answer. There were no follow-ups. I mean, I was just amazed. And I'm like you, I cannot stand to watch him. I've just seen clips here and there. But what I have seen, I was just amazed. As compared to the days of Nixon, Clinton, when they would have those White House briefings, I mean, it was man against man, and they were, you know, really asking the tough questions and putting that president on the spot. And what amazes me is what George Bush gets away with.
I'm amazed with it, too. I'll tell you something. I thought Richard Nixon was strange. Mm-hmm. I thought Richard Nixon was weird. I thought he was weird when he ran against Pat Brown for the governorship of California, which happened before most people who are listening here were born. I thought he was weird in all the time that he was in the White House. I thought he was weird before he got in the White House. But I'm going to tell you something. I think that this guy is weirder than he is.
Yes.
And the behavior he exhibited the other day at that press conference was, man.
Yeah, and you
what's
know
in
what,
his head?
What amazed me on the cable shows that night, they were talking about what confidence he showed at that press conference.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I didn't get that. Did you get that?
Not at all.
He seemed to me to be uncomfortable.
Yeah, and you know, they would ask him questions, and he would just say, "I'm not going to answer that. I don't want to talk about it," and that was the end of it. Like I say, it is just amazing. But I will have to say one thing. No matter what, even if everything turns out great in Iraq and Afghanistan before the 08 election, who is going to vote for another Republican? Especially if you're talking McCain and Giuliani.
I don't think, you know what? I think anybody who's GOP is going to have a hard time. Louise, thanks. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Okay. 7:30 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Representative Grace Napolitano from California's 38th Congressional District coming up next. Right now, we'll get a check of traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. It's a pretty decent ride. Lighter conditions is typical for a Friday. No significant collision hotspots. Of course, we do have pretty heavy commuter traffic, 225 through Aurora, southbound 25 out of Thornton and North Glen, and into downtown. I-70 getting a little busy now. Federal to the I-25 merge. And it looks like eastbound 6th Avenue near Wadsworth is a little sluggish due to construction. Also, keep in mind, up in the high country, the Loveland Pass is still closed. Chain laws in effect eastbound I-70 from Dillon to the tunnel and over the Vail Pass. Weather today, very windy.
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and make comparisons instantly at Esurance.com.
Many drivers save money and time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's why Esurance is one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in America.
Quote, buy, print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your quote at Esurance.com today.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
This week at the video station in Boulder, check out The Departed, Marie Antoinette, Infamous, and the U.S. versus John Lennon. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available, with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing in theaters everywhere.
New this week at the video station in Boulder. Check out The Departed, Marie Antoinette, Infamous, and the U.S. versus John Lennon. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available, with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Where's the best place to find antioxidants? One independent study just ranked Welch's 100% grape juice the number one beverage for antioxidant capacity per serving among 1,000 foods tested. Get more antioxidants in your diet. Drink delicious Welch's 100% grape juice.
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
7:35, 35 minutes after 7. Slight chance of rain. High today, 48. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin and John M. And let's welcome to the program Representative Grace Napolitano from California's 38th Congressional District is our special guest. She will be the keynote speaker at the Douglas County Democrats Clinton Carter Dinner, which I'll be at, and so will Mary. That's coming up Saturday, February 24th. If you want tickets, go to DouglasDemocrats.org. Congresswoman Napolitano is a member of the House Committee on Natural Resources and is the chair of the Water and Power Subcommittee. She also served as the chair of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and is a brand-new member of the House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure. And, Congresswoman, good morning and welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. I'm very, very happy to be with you this very fine morning.
Yeah, it's nice to have you on. For our listeners, describe where the 38th Congressional District is.
It's just outside the city of Los Angeles, heading east 45 miles, all the way into Pomona.
Wow.
So I cover East Los Angeles and seven cities in between.
That's a pretty big congressional district. Let's talk about today. The House is scheduled to vote on a non-binding resolution. How many Republicans do you think you'll get to join you?
Well, I'm assuming that some of them are going to be for this because they spoke about it prior to this debate. I would imagine we'd get a handful, maybe 20, maybe more. Depends on how much their constituency calls them and tells them how they feel about it. And really, I think the people in the districts of different my Republican colleagues need to remind them of what their responsibilities are to their district, not the politics, and certainly not the party.
Now, this is just the first step toward forcing a change in administration policy, isn't it?
That is very true. And it is getting them to understand that while the president has some of the authority, it was given to him by Congress, and that we in Congress are not in favor of some of the steps that they're taking without consulting with Congress. So I've been on one side.
How scared are you that this president's going to try to take us to Iran?
Well, it's a lot of talk, but now that he's seeing a lot of opposition and people are beginning to understand the reasoning behind it, we're hopeful that he may begin to understand the need to go to diplomacy and work with others, the United Nations and other countries surrounding, for them to become part of the solution and not just have the U.S. jump in. We don't have the ability to do it.
Now, this of course, is a non-binding resolution, but then, you know, the next set of moves centers on that request for $100 billion in emergency funding, right, that John Murtough wants a lot of conditions on that.
True, and I'm sure all the people on the Armed Forces Committees and the intelligence have better handle on this, but I would be willing to support my colleagues because they have been talking to the generals, they have been visiting, they have been talking to the soldiers and some of the leadership in those countries, and they apparently feel very strongly about us not putting again, more money into something that is not getting the issue resolved.
7:38, 30 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. California's 38th Congressional District, Representative Grace Napolitano is here on the line. She's going to be in town, by the way, on Saturday, February the 24th, 6 p.m. at the Douglas County Democrats Clinton Carter Dinner. And if you want tickets, go to DouglasDemocrats.org. There's a story out. And the Associated Press has been out since yesterday. About $10 billion has been squandered by the U.S. government on Iraq reconstruction. How can anybody support sending more money to Iraq when we have squandered what we already sent?
Well, that's only the tip of the iceberg, my friends. When you hear that they were trying to put in a $500 million embassy in Iraq, I mean, when we can't even get enough funding for our schools and our roads and our seniors, we were just continuing to cut every single federal budget except defense. Everything. Small business, education, health services, every single budget's been slashed. That money is going abroad. Well, we need it at home. Charity does start at home. And I think it's time that we begin to say to the administration, it's time that we quit sending that money and let other countries step up their fair share to be able to get to the resolution. It benefits them more than anybody else.
Now, Jay and I were talking earlier, you being a brand new member of the House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure, we were talking about just the incredibly sorry shape America's highways and bridges and interstates are in. How much money is it going to take to fix this problem?
Billions upon billions of dollars. But when you ask the agencies, and I have always made it a point to ask very direct questions of the administration's representatives, whether it's the Army Corps, I did on transportation, I've done it for the Bureau of Reclamation, which has now comes under my jurisdiction, is why can't we get your budget increased? Well, no, they come back with, we think we can, we're sure we can do it with what we've got. Yet they're not taking on the infrastructure repair or the assistance to the communities that is so desperately needed because they don't have the money. So figure it out.
Well, we keep delaying it, though. It's going to keep costing more.
Precisely my point, and that's why I'm going to have some very interesting hearings in the very near future.
How does it strike you when your Republican colleagues, and I use that term colleagues sometimes loosely, stand up and make statements about how you don't support the troops, or that anybody who dissents from the president's position is sending a bad morale signal, or is sending a signal to the enemy? How do you react to that?
Well, we even have some of our own listeners, some of our own constituencies say, well, how can you do that to us? I've had just one call. To that, I've had over probably 100 calls in the district and here throughout the last, during the war, that tell us we want our youngsters home. And some of the soldiers say we want to go home. Now, some say the morale is good, some say the morale is bad. How do we tell that we support it? Because we do support our troops. I took a trip to one of the armories where they were making the doors to the Humvees, to the vehicles that were canvas and were very light 2 years after the war. Now, we went into war unprepared. We went into war without really thinking of what it needed to be able, what we needed, what the men needed to be able to finish the job. And now we're suffering from it. And when we say we are tired of sending the money to set up governments, when you should hear the horror stories we hear about a lot of money being put, sent abroad that was in storage, and money was being pilfered. Men were giving out $50 bills, $100 bills, Stories like that wonder where the sanity of this is.
I remember a great line. I saw an exchange between Paul Bremer and Henry Waxman, and Waxman saying, how could you send 360 tons of money into a war zone?
And they did. And they cannot account for a lot of it, as they cannot account for a lot of weaponry, as they cannot account for a lot of the work that should have been done that the contractors have not done. So it's all a futile. When you get that handle around that, then maybe we'll look at sending more money. But right now, it isn't to support the troops. It is money that is being squandered. We support the troops. We want them to have the best of equipment, which, by the way, if you will remember, early on in the war, they didn't even have the protective vest to stop some of the bullets, if you will, that would keep them safe. They were minor stuff. I had some soldiers asking their families in my district for those chest protectors.
Yeah, that's criminally wrong. Last question for you, Congresswoman. What about those who are out there who say that a non-binding resolution really doesn't mean anything, and what we really want done is we want Congress to do something to get us out and stop the president?
Well, it's just his message that he's not going to get a blank check, okay, so that he understands that this Congress is going to stand up and put a stop to continuing sending the money without having accountability for it and the protection of our men, and a plan to be able to understand what good that money is going to do for the American soldier and for the American people.
All right, Congresswoman Grace Napolitano from California's 38th Congressional District. She'll be in town on Saturday, February the 24th at the Douglas County Democrats Clinton Carter Dinner. That's at 6 p.m. We'll all be there. We hope you will be too. Go to DouglasDemocrats.org to get to your tickets. And Congresswoman, I look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks, and thank you for being on the show.
Well, thank you, John and Jay, and I appreciate your taking the time to talk to us. Wish more people did that. Then we'd be in a much better shape.
Well, you're welcome here anytime.
Thank you, sir, and have a great day to you and all the Coloradans.
You too. All right, there's Congresswoman Grace Napolitano from California's 38th Congressional District.
Nice lady.
Nice lady. 7:45. It's 45 minutes past the hour. Open phones underway, 303-713-7600. And I got three open lines, so you can get in this morning with no problem. You want to talk about Iraq or anything else that may be on your mind? We'll check some traffic, and then we'll take some phone calls, and we'll get on with the business. We've got Christy Harvey coming up at 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Here's Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Pretty much a good ride here throughout the metro area. Probably the best one we've had all week. Right now, no major collision hotspots on our freeways, and just heavy traffic buildup now on the usual arteries. Definitely along the Boulder Turnpike eastbound Federal to Pecos. Seeing heavier traffic as well on those eastbound lanes of 270 crossing Commerce City and eastbound 6th Avenue out of Lakewood. Now, remember that we do have a couple of closures in effect. Highway 93, that's Colorado 93, closed from 170 to Colorado 72 due to high winds and blowing snow. No word yet on when that will reopen. And, of course, the Loveland Pass remains closed until sometime today due to adverse weather conditions as well in the high country. Weather outlook today, very windy. Gusts to 60 miles per hour for Denver and the Northeast Plains. A high today of 50, low tonight of 20, and right now mostly cloudy and 42 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? If so, think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Okay, so what's stopping you? Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy, but what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new leads as you can handle and actually make that number in your head?
We sold almost a half a million dollars worth of business.
up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand.
It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports, and they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
No business in the world can afford to be without it.
No matter what you're selling, Sales Genie has the leads you need, and right now they'll give you 100 absolutely free. That's right, free. Just call 1-800-600-6591. That's 1-800-600-6591. 1-800-600-6591.
Oh, could you repeat that number again? Oh, no, I'm sorry. 7:48. It's 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. How did I make it through the winter this year? You know what? I made it through the winter. Mary and I both made it through the winter with a car that we got from Rocky's Autos. I mean, this thing, little four-wheel drive, and it gets great gas mileage. We haven't seen the gas pump in about a week and a half, and the thing just, I mean, it gets there. And it gets there in the blizzard. It gets there in every other condition. And we got it at Rockies. And Rockies has got 07s now, too. So they got everything you can think of. So if you want front wheel, four wheel, all wheel, whatever it is, Rockies has got it. Get out there, save money. Matching down incentive is going on now. All you got to do is put down $1,300. They'll put down $1,300. And you got $3,000 towards your next automobile. I wouldn't send you someplace I wouldn't go myself. These are my friends. And get out there and see Marv Alshire, Spanky Herrera, Freddie Labrato, Gerard Menard, and all the folks at Rockies, because they just do an excellent job. And you can save money. I mean, it's big bang for your auto bucks. Really. That's Rockies Autos. Check them out on the Internet at rockiesautos.com. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., so they're open tonight until 9. And they're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Attention ambulance chasers, politicians, and steroid users. Allow us to introduce Office Max Impress, an exciting new way to improve your image with high-quality print and document services inside your local Office Max store. That's right, banjo players, carnies, and repo men. Office Max Impress can do custom binding, color printing, large quantity print jobs, whatever it takes to help overhaul your aura. So cheer up, prison guards, prison escapees, and hotel heiresses named for famous European cities, because Office Max Impress can turn your image problem into an image solution.
Top three reasons I'm headed to the Home Depot's paint event. Number three, fuchsia living room, bad idea. Number two, I'm pretty good at painting trim and carpet. And number one, a free paint clinic, just what the doctor ordered.
It's the Home Depot's President's Day paint event. This weekend, get color and how to use it at a free paint clinic featuring top-rated Behr paint. This Saturday at 11 a.m., the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Clinics available in most store locations. See store for details.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Mr. Turk, you must have read my mind.
Then you.
I'm always in the mood for Bob Dylan.
People call.
7:51, 51 minutes past the hour. Matter of fact, yesterday I heard a Rolling Stone, and I hadn't heard it in forever, and I thought, man, he sounds just as good now as he did then, because his latest work is so good. We need to play some of his latest work a little bit later on in the morning. Yeah. Guy's just a genius. All right, it's open phones. 303-713-7600. Christy Harvey coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll ask her if she likes Dylan. I really like Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan and Lou Reed are two of my favorites. Now, let's go to Blaine in Denver. Blaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Gentlemen.
Hey.
We're going to have to get you a Camelback so you don't get dehydrated, buddy.
Well, I'm okay now, and I think I got it fixed. I think I got it straightened out, and we'll see over the next week what transpires. But Dr. Snyder, who did my operation, is a really good doctor, and he's really conscientious. And he and I sat down, and we talked, and he gave me some good suggestions. So I think I should be okay. But thanks for bringing it up and asking. By the way, what's that train, Blaine, in the background?
I just happened to be stopped there at Santa Fe and right before Alameda. The train is a-coming right during rush hour. Got to love it.
You got to love that. All right. What do you think, man?
I'm going to say no go on this non-binding resolution. What a joke. The president's not going to pay attention anyway. He obviously hasn't from the get-go. I mean,
if anything, we just need to introduce an article of impeachment and get it out of there. I mean, I didn't think it was a good idea, but this is the only way it's going to happen. I just sent Diana DeGette email last night implying such, and I think we're going to be in Iran before Labor Day.
The only thing that scares me about impeachment, here's the thing that scares me, is it worth spending the political capital on that? Well, two things scare me. Is it worth spending the political capital on that, or is it better to spend the political capital on getting our kids out of Iraq? And also, if he goes, then we're stuck with the Prince of Darkness. We're stuck with Dick Cheney.
Well, I believe Cheney's, something's going to happen with the Scooter Libby trial, and Cheney's going to step down. His heart's going to worsen. His condition's going to worsen. But, I mean, I agree with in regards to the Capitol, but I think maybe we need to bend him over a barrel and say, hey, we need to get out of there. We need to figure something out. We don't need to be in Iran either. Let's take care of the mess in Afghanistan, which we're going to have to send more troops to anyway, as we've just found out, and that most people actually knew. You know, I was an active duty Marine, and, you know, I just feel so bad for, you know, my fellow Marines and the fellow Army soldiers who are going there for their third time. You know, you sign up, you go once,
yeah,
you go twice. But if you're going three times in a four-year hitch, no way. That's just too much to ask.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all I have to say. You guys have a good weekend.
All right, Blaine. Take care, man.
All right, you too.
Yeah, he's right about that. And the thing that gets me, and we were talking about it earlier this morning, John M. and myself, between 6 and 7, we were talking about this. Bush got up yesterday in front of the American Enterprise Institute and started talking about more money and more troops for Afghanistan. Wait a minute, I thought we won that. But no, we didn't finish the job there. So, were we lied to about that? And where is the public outrage over that? Where is the public outrage? Where is the comments in the media about this? There aren't any. And everybody's silent. And I must be the only person who yesterday, with my type A personality, was screaming at the television set that we've been ripped off and lied to again. That the Taliban's never gone away. That Mullah Omar has never been arrested. And I don't see anything in the media about it, and I don't see anybody talking about it. Except for us. And I don't understand it. I don't understand why you're not mad about this. Because, man, I am. And I felt like coming in, if we didn't have guests booked on here, I would have come in here this morning and done 4 hours on it. I'm so mad. Let's go to former congressional candidate Bill Winter. Bill, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay. How you doing today?
Hey, Bill. I'm doing all right, man. We look forward to seeing you out at the Douglas County Democrats Clinton Carter dinner. I don't have a suit to wear, so because nothing fits me. But, you know, I'll be there to eat my little ounce and a half of food and have a good time.
There you go. Hey, we're going to have a good time. We got a great lineup, best lineup we've ever had down there. So, you know, some of these questions people are asking, we're going to have two members of Congress and somebody that I understand may run for Congress. So come on down and ask them.
Well, that's somebody who may run. Would that be you?
You're going to have to come and find that one out for yourself. I was referring specifically to Joan Fitzgerald, who may or may not run for Mark Udall's seat if he runs for Senate, I'm told. But on that other question, I guess you got to come and ask me face-to-face.
All right, I will. I think you should be. You know, I've told you in the halls of this building I think you should run again.
Yes, sir. I remember that conversation. I sure do.
All right, so you've been in the military. What's your assessment about this situation and your assessment about Afghanistan? And we get lied to again.
Yeah, well, and you're certainly not alone, Jay. Absolutely, what's happened in Afghanistan is a travesty. And I remember that everybody, if you recall, the vote in favor of Afghanistan was unanimous. Everybody agreed that's where we needed to be. And then we went in there. We didn't finish the job. But I get a kick out of these guys who never spent a day in the military or in uniform telling all of us what's going to hurt the morale of the troops. It's ridiculous. You know, we had, in the 10 years in the Navy and the Marine Corps, I never once heard anybody talk about what some congressman or senator had to say. You know, the troops' morale over in Iraq is already hurt because they're not stupid. When you go back for your second, third, and fourth tour in Iraq, and it's not, and it's worse every time, you know you're wasting your time, you're wasting your effort, you're wasting your blood. It's infuriating. And if you really want to help the troops' morale, bring them home.
Well, what I don't get is, on one hand, we're supposed to value democracy, but then if you try to, and freedom of speech, but then if you try to use it, then people like Duncan Hunter and Tom Tancredo and Doug Lamborn and others start getting upset. And you're right. That dog's just not going to hunt anymore. Bill, I'll see you on Saturday, but you're welcome to come on the show anytime.
All right. Thanks, Jay. Have a great day.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, coming up next, we got Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress, and we'll ask her about Afghanistan, too. That's all coming up. Don't move.
AM 760 has a new voice in the morning after Jay.
Tom Hartman here, talking back to talk radio. Bullying, humiliation, and the big lie are at the core of much of conservative talk radio today. Turn them off and instead tune into the Tom Hartman program.
Mornings at 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You've earned it. Now protect it. When most people hear the words estate plan, they think, one, I don't have an estate, or two, I'm not going to die anytime soon. But if you don't have an estate plan, or your current plan is out of date, you and your family could be in great danger. Please join me, Bennett Braverman, attorney at law, and my colleague, Malia Lindquist, for a free seminar. Learn why estate planning is a crucial protection for you and your loved ones.
Attend this free estate planning seminar, 1 week only, 3 different locations to choose from. Tuesday, February 20th at 6:30 p.m. at the Omni Interlochen Resort. Wednesday, February 21st at 6:30 p.m. at the Hotel Boulderado. And Thursday, February 22nd at 10 a.m. at the Boulder Marriott. Get the truth about protecting yourself, your family, and your assets. Call today for reservations, 303-541-0707. Space is limited. Call 303-541-0707.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Bob Buss, live on Capitol Hill, where a marathon House debate is in its final hours before a vote to tell the president to stop sending more troops to Iraq. Democrat Rahm Emanuel.
How many more lives must we lose? How many more hearts must be broken?
But Republican John Linder says the mission in Iraq is valid and the war can be won.
If you believe, as I do, that the idea of freedom is still worth defending, you will vote against this resolution.
The measure is non-binding, but will send a powerful message and set the scene for this Democratic Congress to move next to attach conditions to an upcoming bill to fund the war. President Bush says he's gone ahead with his troop surge and his new plan to secure Baghdad, but CBS News correspondent Laura Logan is there and says it's as dangerous as ever.
There aren't going to be more troops there under the surge for another 2 months. And so they were even telling people in the area who only venture out onto the streets when they see American soldiers, and they were saying to them, don't stay here if you can. If you've got somewhere else to go, go. And in 2 months' time, when we've got more American soldiers, come back.
This is Frank Setapani. Here at home, drivers who've been marooned on some of Pennsylvania's biggest highways since a winter storm struck on Tuesday are demanding to know why.
It has been a challenging couple of days.
Rich Kirkpatrick with the State Department of Transportation says the ice just got ahead of road crews. They've been playing catch-up ever since.
It took us a couple days to get a lot of disabled vehicles, especially tractor-trailers, off the road so we could get back in and deal with a 4 to 6 inch ice layer that has formed on many spots.
Parts of I-80 and I-81 are still closed. Well, court's back in session in Fort Lauderdale, where Judge Larry Seidlin is trying for a third day to decide where Anna Nicole Smith should be buried. Seidlin's patience may be wearing thin.
I want every loose end tied up. I want peace and tranquility, not only for the dead, but for the living.
Disposition of Smith's remains is being held up by the legal squabble over the who fathered her baby. Medical science has discovered a new use for a well-known little blue pill. CBS's Vicky Barker in London tells us it proved to be a lifesaver for one British infant.
Baby Lewis was born at just 24 weeks. He had a heart defect and his lungs were collapsing. All conventional treatments had failed, so his desperate doctors gave him Viagra, which works by boosting the circulation of the blood, and it worked for baby Lewis, opening up the blood vessels in his lungs.
In the fall of 1621, the Mashpee Wampanoag Indian tribe sat down to Thanksgiving dinner with the Pilgrims at Plymouth, Massachusetts. Now that they've won federal recognition as a sovereign nation, tribal chairman Glenn Marshall wants another sit-down to talk about casino gambling.
We certainly want to be sitting down at the table and talking with the governor, and you know, we believe that Indian gaming is the safest gaming.
Massachusetts law would have to be changed to accommodate a casino outside tribal lands. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are down 15 points, NASDAQ is down 13. This is CBS News.
Looking for great tire deals? Stop by your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Buy four Michelin or BF Goodrich tires and get the Works Fuel Saver package on us. That's a Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, and more. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service only at your dealership.
I can help. I got two strong roads. I can help.
We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. Call 1-877-310-3673 or see participating dealership through 31807.
Okay, the question before the court is this. Who exactly eliminated the middleman? All right, we'll come clean. GEICO is guilty as charged. Yes, we did away with him, and we do it again. After all, when GEICO gives you the same great service as the other guys and could save you hundreds on your car insurance, getting rid of the middleman isn't really a crime. It's more of a public service.
Go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Good morning, I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Hold on to that steering wheel, especially if you're near the foothills. Wind gusts could hit 100 miles an hour there today. In Denver, they could hit 60. Senator Ken Salazar and 16 other U.S. senators expressing concerns about soldiers' body armor. In a letter to defense boss Robert Gates, Salazar says he has grave concerns that the 20,000 additional troops heading to Iraq under President Bush's planned escalation will not have adequate body armor. State health officials say 10 cases of salmonella here in the state have been linked to a nationwide outbreak connected to Peter Pan and Great Value peanut butter that sickened almost 300 people in 39 states.
Obviously, any time folks have a warning that there is a potential for foodborne illness associated with a product, everybody should heed that and not consume the product.
State Health Department says Colorado cases have been confirmed in Arapahoe, Broomfield, Denver, El Paso, Fremont, La Plata, and Weld counties. Contaminated products have a 2111 code on the lid. And the new chief executive of the Denver Democratic National Convention Host Committee says raising money will be his top priority as the clock starts ticking down on the 2008 event. Committee introduced Michael Dino, a Denver political consultant who helped Colorado Democrats take the governor's office and a congressional seat last year. Dino says his first goal is to raise an estimated $35 million still needed to complete what's expected to be an $80 million tab. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. So far enjoying a nice Friday commute here in the city. Not a lot to get in your way, just heavier conditions. Westbound C-470 Bulls to Hamden. Southbound 25 still jammed north of I-70 and the same for southbound 225 through the DTC. Now outside the city, we've got a rollover US 285 west of Conifer and visibility getting pretty poor due to snow and wind. I-70 west of Georgetown to the tunnel in the high country. Speeds in the 30s there, so drive with caution. We also have the Loveland Pass still off limits. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, very windy, gusts to 60 miles per hour for Denver, a high of 50 degrees. Right now, mostly cloudy and 42. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This President's Day, qualified buyers can get 0% financing on almost every 07.
New this week at the video station in Boulder. Check out The Departed, Marie Antoinette, Infamous, and The U.S. versus John Lennon. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Ace Hardware Bag Sale. For one day only at participating stores, save 20% on almost anything you can fit in the bag. 20% off hardware and paint, 20% off lawn and garden and housewares. Shop this Saturday only February 17th and save big at Ace, the helpful place. Discount off regular price of in-stock merchandise. Additional exclusions apply. See participating store for details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
807, 7 minutes after 8. Good morning. It's AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 48. Slight chance of a rain and a high of 48. Oh, no, we're not allowed to talk about the weather because somebody called in and complained about that. He talks too much about the weather in the morning.
It's windy. It's going to be real windy.
Okay. J. Marvin, John M., and three listeners. Let's say hello to Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress, because she has such a long bio. The bio is so extensive that it would take us 3 hours to read everything that this woman has done. Christy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Are you planning on making your bio any longer, I want to know?
Oh, one of these days. You can just shorten it, say, and say it's a swell gal trying to fight for light and truth. How's that?
There you go.
I like that.
You got it. And I understand that you're, we need to talk about this a little bit.
Sure.
I understand you're a little depressed that Al has left.
It's a little sad. I've been doing the Al Franken show for 3 years now, three times a week. So it's a little bit of a hole in my life, but it'll be fine. He'll win. He'll move to D.C. and we'll have coffee sometimes.
How upset are you going to be when I leave?
Very sad. I don't like change. I like my little family, and I like everyone to sort of stay in their roles.
So you wouldn't consider going to work for Al if he becomes a Minnesota senator, say, speechwriter or press secretary or something?
That's not the side of things I really like.
Nah.
I prefer the policy side and the fighting corruption side as opposed to settling down with one particular candidate.
No, Christy and I are going to go. Christy and I are going to go do radio somewhere.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
We're gonna form up. Okay, let's get into some stuff here.
Let's do it.
And not Anna Nicole Simpson, because neither John or myself are the fathers of her baby. I just want to tell you that right off the bat.
Well, that's actually pretty good news, because that actually could narrow things down a little bit for the poor woman.
What? I mean, can you believe all these people coming forward?
I got to the Zsa Zsa husband part, and that's when I just sort of shut down and said, you know what, this was fun to sort of dabble in for a while, but I'm not listening anymore.
That's Anna Nicole Smith, not Simpson. Okay.
Right.
There's a story going around which I find to be really outrageous, and this is the story of what happens when kids who are left behind here in this country, when their parents or parent, because we have a lot of single, parents out there, they get killed,
right,
either in Afghanistan or Iraq, and then the grandparents step in to take over, and I'm just shocked by the government's whole attitude towards them.
I am too, and you hear, and we've heard so much, especially recently with all of the resolutions in front of the House and Senate, we hear, you know, if you criticize the war, you are hurting the troops, and if you want to support the troops, you have to agree with the president. And I think that's just a whole lot of empty words and malarkey, really, because if you really want to support the troops, look at what's really happening. And this is one of those stories. If you are killed in Iraq, the government pays what's called a death gratuity to your husband or wife so that they can raise the kids. It's basically like a life insurance plan. And it's $100,000, and it goes directly to your spouse to help with the raising of your child if you have children who are minors. Great program. However, there's an asterisk in there that says if you're a single parent and are killed, and your child, for example, goes to live with your mom or her dad's grandparents or whatever, those people do not get the money. It has to only be a husband or wife who is able to get the life insurance to raise the children.
That's insane.
And
yeah, it is. It's terrible.
It's just mean, especially in this day and age. I mean, I don't know about you, but I know basically as many people who are raising kids on their own as people who are in your traditional mom, dad, three kids, and a dog families. So it's a really sort of nasty thing. And there's this specific story that's in the Washington Post this morning about a woman.
Yeah, it's pretty infuriating.
It is. And she knew that there was a possibility that they would not give her mother the money in the case of her death. And she wrote these letters specifically saying, I want this death gratuity to go to my mom to raise my daughter. And she filled out all the right forms, and she was killed tragically over in Iraq by a bomb. And the government is now saying, yeah, here's the thing. No, the grandmother does not get the money.
So as somebody in Congress, I would assume, after reading this article, they'll be moving to change this.
I hope so. I really do, because you know, these men and women who are in Iraq and Afghanistan and all over the world are, you know, they're putting themselves in some very dangerous situations, and they're doing it for love of the country. And to then go and really slap them in the face after they're gone and refuse to take care of their kids, That's just disgusting.
Well, maybe we should ask Duncan Hunter or John Boehner what they think about this. After all, they're big on speeches, or this guy Putnam from Florida.
Absolutely. I'm all for it. I really am.
Yeah, I'd love to get him on the spot.
And then, of course, you know, there's the reports now with Bush's 07 budget. He keeps talking about supporting the troops, yet he's spitting in the face of the veterans when they come home.
Absolutely. You know, you the soldiers, I've said this for a couple of years now, it's very sad, but I think that the government sometimes cares more about them as photo opportunities. It's fantastic for your campaign to get your picture taken with the troops, but you've got to understand that they're worth a little bit more than just a photograph. And I think way too often that the government doesn't do that. There was also the story earlier in the week about the armor and the Humvees. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, yeah, that's the 4,000 Humvees that are not going to have proper armor.
Until late summer. So we're
sending
over,
them anyway.
Yeah, we're sending over all of the surge and escalation of troops now, and then we'll send the armor that can protect them, you know, August.
No, that's the same thing as that Lisa Meyer report on NBC about the Israeli system that'll stop the RPGs. But because Raytheon is working on a similar system and the Pentagon's in bed with Raytheon, they won't implement this when it could save a lot of American lives.
Where is the outrage? We've got to get really upset about this.
I don't know.
It's
well,
really,
I don't know.
Awful.
Because it's the same thing as, and I've been talking about this all morning, and it's basically been, you know, a death knell. I mean, it's basically been a ring that nobody's heard, which is the fact that yesterday in front of the American Enterprise Institute, George W. Bush gets up again. Now he's talking about more money and more troops for Afghanistan. But wait a minute, I thought we won that and we were done. And for months and months and months and months and months now, this administration has really refused publicly to confront that situation. Now, all of a sudden, he's up there giving this speech. He wants more money. He wants. If he hadn't screwed up, if his administration hadn't screwed up, and we hadn't jumped to Iran and had stayed in Afghanistan, we wouldn't be staring down the Taliban in the spring thaw.
Absolutely. And I think what he's doing is a very political move because the war in Iraq, it has lost so much support. You know, everyone has finally seen that the emperor never had any clothes on to begin with. People finally have realized that regardless of what the war is, George Bush is running it poorly. And people are out of patience, you know, and don't trust the man anymore. And so I think that he's trying to deflect some of that attention over into Afghanistan to sort of, you know, shake the shiny keys over here so we get distracted. But instead of the war in Afghanistan, which most people have supported, you know, that's where the Taliban was, that's where Al-Qaeda was, and most people right after 9/11 really strongly supported going to war there. But I think what is happening, if you look at the polls, instead of the war in Afghanistan having some runover support to increase support in Iraq, the way things are going so badly in Iraq is having run over, and people are starting to lose support for Afghanistan, too. Because the White House just has trashed both of these wars and both of those strategies.
Well,
right. If we'd stayed in Afghanistan, we probably could have made some huge strides there. And instead, the only place that the government that we're propping up has any power is in the main city of Kabul. The entire rest of the countryside is in the hands of either warlords, the Taliban, or Al-Qaeda, or a combination of all three. And we can't really, at this point, do much about it.
Yeah, I'd shoot Mullah Omar myself if I could get a hold of him. But it's not going to happen. 8:16, yes. 16 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Chrissy Harvey from the Center for American Progress, as we always talk to her every Friday. It's the highlight of the show. And let's talk about, I don't even know how to get into this, because it's so ridiculous. We've got two people in the media who I think have mental problems. One of them...
Only two? That's a very small list there, Jay.
Well, we're not talking about ourselves.
Well, I'm talking about two that stand out. First of all, or have stood out lately. First of all, one of them is Rush Limbaugh, who continues racist attacks on Barack Obama. Why this is tolerated, I have no clue. Then the other one is Tim Hardaway, who, what in the world was he trying to do with all that homophobic gibberish that he spewed out? He's cutting his endorsements down to, like, what, nothing? And maybe his agent will be able to get him an appearance at, you know, a gator park in Florida someplace, but he's certainly not going to be driving a GM Escalade on TV.
He broke my heart. He broke my heart. I think you know this, I'm a huge basketball fan.
Right.
I save up my pennies every year and get a single season ticket to the Wizards up in the nosebleeds. And I used to be a huge Tim Hardaway fan. I mean, he was a fantastic point guard. And he always seemed like a really classy guy, I thought. And then came out yesterday, or the day before, I guess, just saying the nastiest stuff about how much he hated gays.
Yeah,
and
he was talking about John Amici, who announced last week he's gay, and Hardaway once said he wouldn't want Amici on his team. If they're teammates, he wouldn't want him to be in the locker room with the other players.
Right, and then he just starts announcing, I'm a homophobe. And all I could think of was, does he know that that's not something to be proud of? He just was so shocking
maybe,
with
maybe
it.
Maybe he thought he was saying homophile.
Maybe he did.
I don't know. His language was pretty strong. They don't belong in this country.
Oh, yeah,
he's going on and on. What? He hit his head or something? What's wrong with him?
I don't know. But actually, I was surprised because after Don Amici came out of the closet last week, the support for him was so strong in the athletic community, and I really was expecting, my expectations were a lot lower than that. I was expecting more of a response like the Hardaway response. So I was very heartened by the fact that people basically all were saying, well, so what? He's still a good basketball player. We don't care. And so I was actually happy that the Hardaway story made such a splash because it was such a limited response.
Yeah.
You know, that he was really the one big bigot out there. Who was saying this stuff instead of, we've come a long way. You know, 10 years ago, it would have been a lot more of that. So I thought that was some good news in that.
The NBA commissioner, he didn't waste any time pulling Hardaway out of any league-related appearances.
Right.
So
yeah, good for the NBA. Good for the NBA. And I think you are right about that. What do you make about Limbaugh's continuing racial attacks on Barack Obama?
Well, everybody knows that Limbaugh's a racist. You know, we saw that big scale when he was trying to do that wretched NFL commentary
right.
thing a few years ago and made all of those comments about Donovan McNabb. And I think that I really don't know what to make of it, because I think that so many people see through Rush at this point that nobody is taking him, I hope, very seriously. But that said, you know, it's one thing to attack a political candidate for what they think or how they voted or things in their past that they have done. But I do honestly think that once you start going after the color of their skin or their gender or things like that, you stop making sense and you stop having any credibility.
Well, you know what astounds me is the fact that ABC is having this bozo as a commentator on Good Morning America. I mean, Jay and I have talked about this. There's something seriously wrong going on over at ABC these days.
Yeah, they're sliding to the right. I don't know what the Disney company's problem is there.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. And I don't know if they are looking at the ratings that Fox News has been able to pull in by having such a hardcore right-wing slant, and they want a little of that action. I don't know, because it's starting to make me mad.
I mean, the whole bizarre thing about Terry Moran going after the two bloggers for John Edwards, but... Oh, excuse me, Terry. How come you won't examine the hate speech coming out of all of the ABC O&Os across the country?
Right.
Such as WABC in New York, WLS in Chicago, KSFO in San Francisco, KABC in Los Angeles. You won't take a look at any of that? Oh, I'm sorry. What, Terry? A little too close to home, maybe? Huh?
Yep. You know,
Moran,
good for the goose is good for that gander there.
Yeah, you know, and nobody, I mean, I won't watch ABC anymore under any circumstances.
Something that's going to make you really mad?
Yeah.
With everything going on in the world these days and all of the votes that we need to have in Congress on Iraq and Iran and the budget and health care, this week the House and Senate are both sitting down to consider a resolution over whether to name a courthouse after Rush Limbaugh's grandfather.
Oh, my
God.
Oh,
boy.
I saw that and thought, you know, okay, let's all come to have coffee and have a little reexamination of priorities here.
Oh, so are they going to erect a statue of the Grand Duke Wizard of the KKK out front?
God only knows, but I saw that and I thought, oh, my goodness, you know, maybe you guys don't need to be working all these hours if this is how you're going to start filling them.
Well, white citizens across America will be happy.
It was bad enough when the Republicans took over Congress that they started naming everything after Ronald Reagan.
Right, right.
But, my Lord, naming it, well, the Congress won't go along with that.
All right.
We'll see. I have no idea what's going to happen with it.
All right, a couple of things here quickly. Why is this sudden drive to get rid of paper money, these new dollar coins?
I hate the dollar coins.
I haven't even seen one, but I like paper money. What's the problem here?
I like it, too. They're saying that things in vending machines are so expensive, no one wants to carry around that many quarters, which makes absolutely no sense because most vending machines, you know, take dollar bills.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, yeah, they've come out with these new dollar coins, and I'm still angry about the time that I tried to pay for a Big Mac in quarters and used Susan B. Anthony's instead and ended up paying like $20 for a burger at McDonald's. You know, happens to you once, you never get over it.
Well, so, you know, the way I look at it, as long as the machines in Vegas take my paper money, I don't care. We don't need to change. That's the way I look at it. I wonder how the public will handle that. I bet you the majority of the public doesn't like the change.
Well, it's so strange because we just did this a few years ago with the Sacagawea dollar coin. This coin is the same size. It's the same shape. It's the same color. They didn't really change anything. The Sacagawea coin was a huge failure, and it wasn't because there was Sacagawea on the front and not George Washington. So they didn't do anything to change the failed policy from before, and it's expensive to start a new currency. So this is just sort of, I think, a huge waste of money.
Yeah, I would agree. Last little thing here, UN report on child welfare in which, once again, the United States of America comes in next to last. I believe Cuba beats us, as a matter of fact.
It's really bad. This is a new UNICEF report that came out, and they looked at six different areas for kid welfare, you know, how safe they are and the health and the death rates of newborns and things like that. And, yeah, we came in dead last in a couple of them, almost dead last. We came in second to last in things like behavior and risky behaviors. We only came in 12th in education, and this is of the top 21 wealthiest countries in the nation. And the Netherlands beat us in almost everything, and the only country that seemed to be worse than we are is Great Britain. So it just makes me wonder. We used to be, you know, the guys in the white hats and the guys everybody looked up to, and we had the best country in the whole world, and I still love this country, but we've got to sort of kick it into gear again.
Yeah. Well, if it's the wealthiest nations, then, of course, any third world country wouldn't place in there. All right, going to see any movies this weekend, are you?
I'm torn. I really want to see Breach, the new movie about
I do too. Robert
CIA.
Hansen.
Exactly. But I'm boycotting Ryan Phillippe for what he did to Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Solidarity Now. So, yeah. I'm angry with him over cheating on Reese. So I was going to boycott his movies, which is usually easy because he's in bad movies. But now I really want to see Breach. So I have to sit down and have an ethical discussion with myself to see if I'm allowed.
You know a movie I couldn't get through?
What's that?
Flags of Our Fathers.
Oh, yeah, I skipped it. I thought it looked a little dreary.
Oh, the beginning is, like, really impossible to get through that.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
So you don't think it's in the running for an Oscar?
Well, I don't know. I'm not, you know, I gave up guessing about the Academy years ago, but it's like I just couldn't get into that. All right, Christy, it's good to have you on the show. It's good to hear your voice. And
you
too. We read your mic check every day, and so can everybody else. And the website for that is?
MikeCheckRadio.org, baby.
All right. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you next.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Handel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524.
Hurry in. Only a few performances left.
In the high country area, that's going to affect you for sure along I-70 from Georgetown to the tunnel. Also keep in mind that chain laws in effect westbound I-70 before the Loveland Pass to the tunnel and on the eastbound side from Dillon to the tunnel. Weather today, expect those gusty winds to continue through at least 5 p.m. tonight. A high of 50 degrees expected for the metro area. Right now, mostly cloudy and 42 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Drive in today for Sonic's Bacon Breakfast Bistro Sandwich, made with crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese piled high on toasted ciabatta bread. You can get one with the cranberry juice only at Sonic, your ultimate drink stop, where it's not just good, it's Sonic good.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Dock's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Dock's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Dock's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Dock's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Dock's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at basildockspizza.com.
In today's news, a U.S. company has created a computer program that literally has people quitting their jobs. This program allows you to set up a simple home-based business and start making unlimited cash on the Internet and eBay, all with products you don't store, touch, or pay for. And to promote this astonishing program, Internet Speedway will give anyone who calls at the end of this report a free CD that shows you how to get started. Earlier, we interviewed Dale from Wichita about the program.
Yeah, I started out thinking I'd just make some extra spending cash, but now I've done $100,000 in gross sales. It's incredible.
Internet Speedway's advanced technology allows you to sell products on the Internet, from digital cameras to iPod accessories to hundreds of others. To request your free CD while supplies last, here's a toll-free number you can call. 1-800-500-5197. That's the number to call for your free CD. 1-800-500-5197. 1-800-500-5197. 1-800-500-5197.
Hey, President's Day is coming. What a great opportunity for all you founding fathers and mothers to head to the store, pick up a Toshiba HD DVD player to go with your high-definition TV. Sit back, put your feet up, and hold your first President's Day Film Festival. See your favorite movies like you've never seen them before. Because Toshiba's HD DVD player will make the DVDs in your current collection look better than ever. And it'll remind you of what you got your high-definition TV for in the first place. Toshiba's HD DVD player represents the transition from DVD to HD DVD, from the present to the future. And just as George and Abe gave us all a precious gift, Toshiba is giving us a gift as well. Get three free HD DVDs by mail. Select titles only. When you buy a Toshiba HD DVD player at Crutchfield.com. February 12th through February 28th. Select participating retailers only. Void or prohibited. See www.ToshibaHDDVD.com for full details. With a Toshiba HD DVD player, every movie is the look and sound of perfect.
AM 760 has a new voice in the morning after Jay.
Frankly, I think the Bush right now wants it to get a whole lot worse, particularly in Iran, to divert attention away from the disaster that is Iraq.
It's Tom Hartman.
I mean, here's the bottom line. You kill people, they have relatives, they get angry. I mean, it's not that you don't pacify a country by going in and killing people.
The Tom Hartman Program.
See, the bottom line here, Bush is, he is afraid to negotiate.
10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 760 Progressive Time.
Pedro lives out of the Wilshire Hotel.
Who, Lou?
He looks out a window without glass.
Yeah, I love Lou Reed.
The walls are made of cardboard. Newspapers on his feet, and his father beats him because he's too tired to beg. He's got nine brothers and sisters. They're brought up on their knees. It's hard to run. The coat hanger beats you on the thighs. Pedro dreams of being older and killing the old man, but that's a slim chance. He's going to the boulevard. He's going to end up on the dirty boulevard. He's going out to the dirty boulevard. He's going down.
I've seen him live like a bunch boulevard. Of times. He's great, and I love the Velvet Underground, too. 8:31, it's 31 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with John M., John Turk, and Lou Reed. And it's open phones this Friday, 303-713-7600. We should go to a radio station where we can play music. Do music and talk.
Yeah, I think, you know, play a song, talk, play a song,
yeah.
Talk.
I'm definitely up for that.
Yeah. Especially since our musical tastes are so impeccable.
And colorful.
And...
Well, I don't know about that, but I definitely think we should. I think we should definitely consider that. Okay. What do I got time to do here? Anything?
We could play Warren Zevon, "Lawyers, Guns, and Money," one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, I like Warren Zevon too. Here's a instant message from Sharon.
Hi, Jay. I watched the decider-in-chief in horror at his press conference. I turned to my husband and told him it looked like the decider had been on a week-long binge. His eyes were puffy. He rambled. He twitched. When he started speaking about the decisions of the commander-in-chief, my husband burst out, "This guy has lost it. He's having a mental breakdown." We are outraged, but at this point, don't believe Congress has the guts to remove him. Keep up the good work.
Yeah,
I don't know if removing him is the answer. We got to spend the political capital to get our kids home.
Yeah.
Then we can focus in on him.
You know, I've seen him many times when he looked like he was drunk, but he didn't look drunk the other day at his press conference. He looked like he was on crack or meth or something. He was so hyper, and, you know, he was joking around, you know, and trying to be the good old boy.
He just seemed uncomfortable to me, incredibly uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like somebody who walks into a room where they feel like they're not welcome.
Kind of like Nixon. Remember how Nixon always...
Nixon was an uncomfortable person, too.
Yeah. He made you uncomfortable just watching him.
Yes, let me make this perfectly clear.
Yeah. Oh, my mother was a saint.
Yeah. He, boy, if you can find it, I don't know if it's on YouTube or not, because I don't know if they have it. Maybe you can Google this and find it. But for those of you that weren't around and you weren't young enough to remember this, if you want to see a classic American political moment, go find Richard Nixon when he was the vice president giving the Checkers speech about his wife Pat's worn coat and their dog.
Her good Republican cloth coat.
Right.
I mean, I learned about this in broadcasting in college.
Go check this out if you can find it on Google somewhere because, I mean... It beats anything you've ever seen.
And we also we did receive a little Cocker Spaniel.
Yes, the Cocker Spaniel.
We named him Checkers, and the girls, Tricia and Julie, really liked Checkers, and we're keeping the dog.
Yeah.
And Eisenhower kept him on the ticket because of that speech.
Well, because if he'd thrown him off, it would have been a scandal. And it was a scandal anyway. 8:34 past the hour. Here's the non-scandalous Gina with traffic.
Hey, thanks, Jay. Looks pretty good around the city. Just watch out for some collision activity southbound 25 approaching I-70. Up eastbound Colfax, east of Spear off the highway. That's right in the middle of your downtown commute. Of course, we still have these high winds blowing snow. That has Colorado 93 off limits between Highway 170 and Colorado 72. Looks like that high wind warning will be in effect until 5 today. Also, westbound I-70 from Loveland to the tunnel stacked up now as folks hit the slopes. Weather today varies.
What's new, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Well, it always pays to shop around.
You bet. Many drivers save hundreds of dollars when they switch to Esurance.
If I want to switch to Esurance, do I have to wait until my policy expires?
Nope. You can switch anytime. Just visit Esurance.com. With fast quotes and instant comparisons, you'll see your savings instantly.
Sounds easy.
It is. Quote by print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your fast free quote at Esurance.com today.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Reba Shalzit on the Robin Hood.
You know, that's what it is. All right, we get it. We understand. You're a little tense. It's all right. Calm down.
Take a deep breath.
We should get her back on the... We should get her to call, like, a takeout place for us.
A takeout place we hate?
For, like, an order. No, one we like. Name one. Who does deliveries? Domino's? Domino's Pizza, may I help you?
You pepperoni.
What was that? Two Two larges with pepperoni?
Okay,
ma'am.
To 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue?
Yeah, yes, we'll be right over there. Okay, whenever you say. Hey, do you have a favorite thing in your home?
My wife.
Yeah, maybe it's a high definition TV or whatever.
It's a high definition wife.
I can't do this. Okay, I can do it. All right, look. Maybe it's your dining room furniture. Maybe it's your comfortable recliner. Would you ever call your bed your favorite thing in your home? I call my bed my favorite thing because it's the only time I ever make any sense is when I'm asleep. And I'm here to tell you that. Would you stop? I don't think that was that funny.
I thought it was hysterical.
All I'm doing is sitting on the air at 8:38, 30 minutes after 8, asking to be euthanized. Oh,
straight up.
Yeah, this show will be on at a little low power radio station.
And the podcast will be destroyed.
The podcast, this will not be available.
Go ahead.
Look, just buy a select comfort bed, would you please?
I'm not saying a word.
Would you leave me alone and quit looking at me?
Okay. I'll put the... There we go. You hold a paper in front of your face, I'll hold a paper in front of mine.
So all you need to do is put a paper in front of your face to get identified at a CIA lineup. All right. Look, just get the Sleep Number bed from Select Comfort, will you please? Because it works. It's great. And now through President's Day, February the 19th, you can get no interest and no payments until 2008 on all Sleep Number bed sets. Plus, get a free luxurious dual-weight comforter with a purchase of selected bed sets. That's a $250 value. Mary and I have one, and we love our bed. And I got to just turn you on to this. So go into the Select Comfort store nearest you and check out these beds. They are absolutely great. Select Comfort stores are located in 11 major malls, including Foothills Mall, Cherry Creek, Belmar Mall, and the brand-new locations at Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton.
Get progressive about your career. You listen to AM 760, now you can join the team. AM 760 is currently accepting resumes for the position of account executive. If you're outgoing, motivated, energetic, and want to help business owners market to AM 760 listeners, this job could be for you. Sales experience is preferred but not required. Send your resume to maxbrooks@clearchannel.com today. Political affiliation is not a consideration. For a complete list of all available positions, visit clearcareers.com. That's clearcareers.com. Clear Channel Colorado is an equal opportunity employer.
Is credit card debt making your life miserable? Are you tired of harassing phone calls and struggling to make ends meet? You may qualify for a little-known program through Debt Consultants of America. This program allows you to pay back only a small portion of the credit card debt you owe. In fact, up to 60% of your credit card debt could be completely wiped clean. It's a proven program, and the best part is Debt Consultants of America does all the work. You don't have to pay back a penny of the debt they settle for you. So grab all your credit card statements and call for a free, no-obligation consultation. Their friendly counselors will give you all the details. Call 800-768-6113. That's 800-768-6113. You need to have $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify for this program. For your free, no-obligation consultation, please call us at 800-768-6113. Call now, 800-768-6113.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
Ooh, Acoustically Yours, late Warren Zevon. I get a job
when
at a music station.
Home with a waitress.
He was great.
The way I always do.
Oh, yeah, I love him. The best song he ever wrote?
I don't know.
Carmelita. Do we have Carmelita?
Oh, yeah.
She was
Carmelita is the best song of all time. We don't have Carmelita. Isn't that too bad? What a great song. That's been recorded by a bunch of people. 8:41. It's 41 minutes past the hour. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hi today. I don't even know what I did with my weather forecast. Oh, I've lost it. Well, that's good. High today, I think it's 48 with rain. Chance of rain. And wind. We don't have Carmelita? Oh. What a shame. I wish we did. All right, what do you want to do? You want to play the a little bit of this checker speech, or you want to take some calls?
Oh, let's play checkers.
What, you don't want to take any calls? We've labored for 3 hours to get two phone calls? You don't want to come on?
All right, take the calls, then we'll play checkers.
All right, let's go to Jeff in Summit County. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
I just wanted to comment on one of the reasons why they're not making an issue about, you know, about basically the war in Iraq and things like that is because the war machine owns the propaganda machine. And when the war machine owns the propaganda machine, you're going to end up like with something that's going to end up like what they did in Nazi Germany.
Well, that sounds good, but that's a little hard to prove. For instance, you can make a direct connection between GE, which owns NBC and MSNBC, and you can make a direct connection between that and war materials, but you'll have a hard time making that connection between, say, Viacom and CBS or ABC, which is owned by Disney, or Clear Channel or Entecom or the Tribune Company or any of these other...
What about the zealots at Fox?
Well, Fox goes without saying. I mean, Rupert Murdoch has openly come out and said he tries to influence the agenda, and he said it in Davos, Switzerland here not too long ago. So we already know that,
yeah.
But I'm saying the other people, the other companies, you would have a hard time making a connection that they and the military-industrial complex in the United States of America are one and the same. That would be a little bit rougher to do.
Well, other than GE, yeah, I agree with you there. You make a good point, but I don't understand why they're not coming out and bringing things like this to the forefront that are basically swept under the rug.
Because
I don't get it.
Because there aren't any more standards anymore. That's number one. Number two, if you go look at most broadcast entities, the newsrooms are either gone or pared down. There's no investigative drive like there used to be, and there's no accountability basically anymore, and that's the problem.
In the press conference yesterday with the president, he was an idiot. I mean, he was a bumbling fool. And we have this just proves that if you have a lot of money and a lot of rich friends, that you can be president of the United States, be dumb as a post.
I think that's absolutely true. I think it's he who raises the most money or she who raises the most money definitely gets out in front. You're right about that.
But why? They made Clinton answer, you know, to having a sex lie and having an affair. Why can't we put Bush into a position that he has to answer the questions that are being put to him by these reporters that want to be investigated reporters but are being shut down? There's no accountability. None.
Well, because you can't put him to it, because number one, the American public would not stand for anybody standing up there and being disrespectful to the president, no matter who it was and no matter what party, they would come under fire. Number two, if you give the president too much BS, either two things will happen. Either one, he won't call on you, or two, you'll get moved to the back of the room. And three, the only way to get him to tell the truth, and you'll never get this to happen, would be to stick him under oath. But he's not going to answer to that. If Congress got together and subpoenaed him and said, you got to come down here and talk to us and we want you under oath, he'd fight that tooth and nail. He'd never show up.
I thought things were going to be a little, you know, there was going to be some accountability. And maybe there will.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. You can have a Congress that absolutely is dedicated to holding whoever sits in the White House accountable, but the first thing they're going to do is they're going to turn around and they're going to invoke executive privilege and try to fight you over. Nixon tried to do the exact same thing. The only thing is Nixon realized in the end that he wouldn't win in court. So he had members of his own party come to him because they realized the damage he was going to do to them, and he did do damage to them. And they went to him and said, you got to step down. Otherwise, he would have battled that out in court. He would have battled it out in the Congress. He wasn't going to give up. And George W. Bush is a million times worse than Milhouse was.
Yeah, I will say that. I mean, I'm I'm old enough to remember Nixon, even though he sweat like a pig on TV. You know, he was much more intelligent than what we have today.
You know, I
just hope we can reverse what's happening. I just hope we can get back to a point of, you know, fixing things instead of letting our infrastructures fail.
Yeah, I never thought I'd say that there was somebody that actually made Nixon look good, but Bush has certainly done that.
Yeah.
Well, you know when he'll come to the realization? He'll come to the realization when enough members of his own party tell him where it's at. And right now, the GOP lacks the guts to do that.
Right.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, guys.
All right. 8:47, 47 minutes past the hour, and let's take a look at traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Still enjoying a nice ride around the metro area. No new problems, although we did have a wreck southbound 25 just north of I-72. Cars there bogging down the commute right through that juncture. Otherwise, no other wrecks on freeways across the metro area. Downtown, we did have a problem, though, eastbound Colfax east of Spear. We're really seeing the trouble, of course, is outside the metro area. In the high country, the Loveland Pass remains closed due to adverse weather conditions. Seeing very slow speeds now for westbound drivers from the Loveland ski area to the Eisenhower Tunnel. And, of course, we have Highway 93 still shut down from 170 to Colorado 72 due to the high wind.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Hendel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524.
Hurry in. Only a few performances left.
Kind of stuff. And get this. The average starting pay is more than $38,000. Heck, some technicians are taking down more than $100,000 every year. Best of all, you can try a free automotive course online from CBT Direct, but only for a limited time. The number to call is 1-800-400-1966. Are you ready for a lot of job offers and very competitive pay? Then you need to call now to try the automotive course free by calling 1-800-400-1966. Demand for technicians is growing fast, so call today, 1-800-400-1966. That's 1-800-400-1966.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-400-0976. That's 1-800-400-0976. 1-800-400-0976.
8:51, it's 51 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. How many had trouble driving this winter? And the roads and the way they are. And I had my share of slick spots and that kind of thing. But I'll tell you, the car that Mary bought at Rockies, which is a little four-wheel drive, has done a wonderful job all winter. And day after day, I get on here and talk to you about Rockies and tell you how great they are. And some of you may say, well, I'm a little skeptical about that. And I don't blame you because car dealers have a reputation of breeding skepticism, but I have to tell you, with Rockies Autos, we've had nothing but good luck there, and this car that Mary bought is just, I mean, it's great, and it gets great gas mileage, too. I haven't seen the gas pump. We haven't seen the gas pump in, seems like, almost 2 weeks now. Rocky's got the largest selection of clean late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. The 07s are even there. They've got everything you can think of. Four-wheel, front-wheel, all-wheel, you name it, and they've got it. Matching down incentive still going on up to $1,500. You put down $1,005, and they'll put down $1,005, and you got $3,000 towards your next vehicle. Get out there and see my friend Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, and Freddy Labrato, Gerard Menard, and the rest of the folks at Rockies, or check them out on the internet at rockiesautos.com. Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So they're open tonight till 9. Get out there and see them. They're really, really good folks, and it's a great place to buy a vehicle. Just ask my wife, Mary. She'll tell you. They're at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin, John M., and the rest of us here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's partly cloudy. Actually, it's going to be cloudy. We need a chance of rain today and a high of 48. This is your no Tim Hardaway zone. All right, it's open phones. We got Tom Tangney coming up at right after 9. We'll take a look at the movies. Right now, we go to Ron in Littleton. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Hey, I just wanted to bring up a thing. I agree with you. It's getting a little ridiculous with this war in Iraq. And did you read where the Army and some of the other armed forces can't fill their quotas now for recruiting? And they're thinking of lowering the standards to admit people who've had felonies?
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday.
Oh, I was served in the Army in the 60s. I was a draftee. And I was in a position in the office where I was, you know, sort of an office clerk for a while. And you know how many times we've had people get in trouble overseas with the MPs and the foreign authorities who had previous criminal records?
Well, any place that I've ever lived where there's been a military facility, and I've lived in several towns where there have been, there's always a contingent of people who get into trouble. But by and large, most of the people are in the services. Almost 99.99% of them are decent human beings and don't cause any trouble at all.
Because you find out a lot of these guys had to go in the Army because the judge says, hey, 9 months or the Army, and these guys took the Army and raised hell.
Well, I went to high school with a guy who ended up in a situation where he had to go into the Marines and then ended up having a very tragic ending. And this was during the Vietnam War. But you're right. He got caught, and the judge said, you either do jail time or in a youth facility, or you can go in the Marines, because he just turned like 18 or was close to 18, and so he went in the Marines. So you do have that. You're right. But the military does straighten some people out, too.
Oh, yeah, well, that's true, too. But I'm just looking at the way things are going. I just smell draft coming up here sooner or later.
I don't think the American people would stand for that. I don't think you could get that passed. I think there are people who have advocated that before. One of them is Charles Rangel. But nobody really wants to talk about that.
I think he's an agent provocateur as far as that's concerned.
Who, Charles Rangel?
Yeah, he's trying to do that just to, you know, whip up some, I don't know.
All right. Now, where's your proof of that?
I just think he's just doing it to pique somebody. He doesn't want.
Where's your proof of that?
Yeah, I just got the feeling. That's all.
I mean, he introduced a bill on it. You have a feeling? I mean, you're gonna call him an agent provocateur based on a feeling? That's a pretty serious thing to plaster somebody with based on a feeling.
Okay.
Don't you think? He brought it up. He couldn't get any support for it. Nobody wanted to sign on to it. So how does that make him an agent provocateur?
Because his statements, the way he, you know, his political feelings and stuff.
All right, give me an example. Give me an example of that.
He's against the troop buildup in Iraq.
There are a lot of us. I'm against the troop buildup in Iraq. Does that make me an agent provocateur?
Well, when you bring up something like the draft, I mean, how can you be against the war and troop buildup and then all of a sudden you're pushing the draft?
Because you know something? Go look at the people who end up volunteering for the military. Go read the obits every single day. Notice where they come from. Now, how come the rich, and how come, like, for instance, the Bush twins aren't serving? Because they don't have to, pal, because they don't need the money to go to college. They don't need the aid or the opportunity. And that's why he brought up the thing about a draft, because the people who serve in the armed forces, many of them go because they are from small towns where they feel that they are stuck in a dead-end life. Thank you for the call. Is this show over with yet?
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760 has a new voice in the morning after Jay.
Tom Hartman here, talking back to talk radio. Bullying, humiliation, and the big lie are at the core of much of conservative talk radio today. Turn them off and instead tune into the Tom Hartman program.
Mornings at 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Top three reasons I'm headed to the Home Depot's paint event. Number three, fuchsia living room, bad idea. Number two, I'm pretty good at painting trim and carpet. And number one, a free paint clinic, just what the doctor ordered.
It's the Home Depot's President's Day paint event. This weekend, get color and how to use it at a free paint clinic featuring top-rated Behr paint. This Saturday at 11 a.m., the Home Depot. You can do it, we can help. Clinics available in most store locations. See store for details.
Welcome to NASCAR land. Brace yourself for the greatest thrill ride in sports.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
NASCAR returns to Fox with the Daytona 500 as racing's top drivers take you on the ride of your life. The Daytona 500, broadcast in HD. This Sunday, 2 o'clock Eastern, only on Fox.
AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcasting in HD and online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Bob Buzz, live on Capitol Hill. After 4 days and late nights of debate, the House will vote today on an extraordinary resolution, a vote of no confidence in President Bush's military orders for Iraq, against, says Democrat Louise Slaughter, sending more troops.
This escalation of the war is the same failed strategy. All it will do will put more and more of our young men and women in harm's way.
Fewer Republicans than Democrats have been speaking in the debate, defending the president's plan. Gary Miller was one.
His plan is the only plan that provides for a way forward in Iraq.
But some of the other Republicans who oppose the resolution are less than enthusiastic about sending more troops, and dozens are expected to join Democrats in the final vote. President Bush has said he'll ignore this non-binding resolution, setting up a later battle when Congress has to decide on the money the president wants to keep paying for the war. I'm Bob Fuss, live on Capitol Hill. Now with more CBS News, here's Steve Kathan.
Susan Janke's got a problem, and she's not alone. An Iowa grandparent who lost her daughter in Iraq and now raising her young granddaughter on a tight budget, without a $100,000 government death benefit that usually goes to spouses in these sorts of cases.
This family really is dependent on the courts in the states where they are to release some of that money for the benefit of the child.
Joyce Razor of the National Military Families Association, under the law, that money goes to the child at age 18. At the Anna Nicole Smith court hearing in Florida, the judge has just ordered that her body can be embalmed.
Order authorizing embalmment of decedent, Anna Nicole Smith. We're beginning to give her peace.
This is day three of a messy battle over who gets custody of her body. In California, one of the three men claiming paternity of her daughter has gone to court, demanding a new round of DNA tests to try to clear that issue up. Well, the FCC is looking to take a shot at cutting TV violence. by pushing Congress to consider rules similar to those that govern sex on TV. Tough to do, says TV and pop culture expert Bob Thompson at Syracuse University.
It's so hard to simply regulate excessive violence and then put in a clause that, oh, unless it's good excessive violence, and then it's okay. The same has been the problem with the indecency thing.
They're just not building new homes like they used to. The pace of new home building last month was the lowest in a decade.
This kind of a decline in housing starts does have some serious implications for the U.S. economy in the first quarter of this year.
Says Dave Siders, chief economist of the National Association of Home Builders. Building permits, which can help gauge future activity, plunged almost 3%. And the government says lower energy costs help push the wholesale inflation rate down in January. Pregnant women have been warned about eating fish and the danger of mercury, but now a British study says expectant mothers who eat seafood may boost their child's IQ. The Dow is down 10 points, NASDAQ off 6. This is CBS News.
The point of commercials is, of course, to get you to do something. For example, we'd like you to go to Geico.com and get a free rate quote. But if you're still not reaching for your mouse, at least do this for me. Call a friend who has Geico and ask some questions. Can Geico really save me that much money? Is their claim service as good as, well, they claim? Are they really available 24/7? Once you get your answers, we'll be right here.
Go to Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
So where do you two keep the books for your contracting business?
It's all up in the old noggin.
Yep, all our sales figures are right in his head.
I see. Does that concern you?
Not at all.
Every waking moment.
You know, there's an easier way to manage your business. QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't. It even makes tax time a cinch.
We need that.
Are you sure? I got it all right here.
I'm sure.
QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at CompUSA, OfficeMax, or Circuit City.
And good morning, it's 9:04. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. House of Representatives expected to approve that measure today, taking a firm stance against President Bush's plan to send more troops to Iraq. Our own Colorado Congressman John Salazar explaining their stance.
What we're saying is, Mr. President, it's important for you to put your pride in your pocket and say, let's move forward and try to some diplomatic type of solution.
A small band of House Republicans has joined with the Democrats in declaring their opposition to the so-called troop surge. New Mexico Governor and presidential hopeful Bill Richardson will visit Denver next week to launch his campaign in Colorado. Richardson has formed a presidential exploratory committee, the first step in an official run for the Democratic nomination in an already crowded field of hopefuls. And a Mexican court has cleared the way for TV bounty hunter and Colorado native Dwayne Dog Chapman to be extradited from Hawaii. Chapman is a Denver native who attracted national attention when he captured cosmetics heir and convicted rapist Andrew Luster. That's the same case for which Chapman is now facing the music in Mexico. He could get 4 years in a Mexican jail if convicted. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Southbound 25 still a little bogged down either side of I-70 and near Yale. We had a three-car wreck there south of Yale. It'll be a little sluggish in both areas. Off the highway, police car caught in a crash Colorado north of I-70, and we have a lot of police activity eastbound C-470 near Bandimere. Expect some curiosity slowing there. If you are headed up to the high country, you got a lot of company for the slopes there. Westbound I-70 still busy from Loveland to the tunnel. We have a mixture of blowing ground snow and hazy conditions causing poor visibilities. Visibility west of Georgetown to the tunnel, so drive with caution.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-926-8949. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-926-8949. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-926-8949. That's 1-800-926-8949.
6 minutes after 9 a.m. 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin and chance of rain today, although it's clear out there now. And 48 and windy. All right, time to talk about the movies on this Friday. Let's welcome our man, Tom Tangney. And Tom, I'm real anxious to talk to you about this new movie that's out. It's romantic. But I'm interested in it, and I got to know if you've seen it, and I got to know if you're going to say to me, don't waste your money or go see it. And that's Music and Lyrics.
Music and Lyrics. Ah, yes. The new Hugh Grant, Drew Barrymore romantic comedy. Well, in a word, I just say the film's a little off-key. How's that?
Not again.
The problem here is, look at this. Go ahead. What's your interest or concerns?
The story just kind of looks compelling.
Yeah, really? Well, that's good. Do you consider yourself a Hugh Grant fan?
No, not really. Okay. I think he's an idiot for blowing the situation with Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah, it always goes back to that, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure it does. Well, if you look like Elizabeth Hurley, I think the same thing about you, but go ahead.
You're not a Divine Brown fan, I take it.
No.
Well, anyway, here's the deal about Hugh Grant. It's funny because the women in the newsroom here are, every time Hugh Grant has a movie coming out, they're just drooling over it. And most of the guys just, want to stay as far away from a Hugh Grant movie as possible. I'm one of those guys in between. I'm man enough to admit that I actually like Hugh Grant in the right roles. I think he is the closest thing we have to a Cary Grant, and I'm happy with some of his past romantic comedies. I think Four Weddings and a Funeral's fantastic. I loved About a Boy, Notting Hill, so I don't consider myself a Hugh Grant basher. However, he has made a couple of real losing, movies the last few years. One, a couple of years ago was 2 Weeks Notice, which I just thought was abysmal. And unfortunately, the director of that movie is the guy who directed Music and Lyrics. Now, here's what you do with romantic comedy. You try to find a gal, and you try to find a guy, and you hook them up, and you hope there's some kind of a chemistry. Well, to me, Hugh Grant and Drew Barrymore, the couple in this movie, that's about as random a coupling as I think you could come up with. Now, the thing is,
I don't mean to be obscene here, but I wouldn't mind, if I weren't married, I wouldn't mind random coupling with Drew Barrymore myself.
Well, no. It's not an attack on either of those guys. I actually think both individually are pretty charming in their own right, but together they're pretty charmless, and I think that's part of the problem. I say they go together as well as like maybe tea and hot dogs. How does that strike you as a meal? Not too satisfying, I'd say. Here's the setup again, just to sort of back up. Hugh Grant plays a has-been 80s pop star guy who's basically making a living off his royalties and singing at a few state fairs. And the best thing about the movie is it opens up. He opens up with this sort of mock video, 1980s MTV style, that's very funny. It's the best part of the movie. It's the first 2 or 3 minutes. And I think the best way to, if you remember the group Wham, he's like the other guy. Besides George Michael, he's the Andrew Ridgely character, the guy who didn't go on to a successful solo career. And it's about Hugh Grant trying to kind of make it. He gets a chance to write a song. He has this competition. He can only write the music, and he needs to find somebody to write lyrics for. And guess what? They only have 5 days, so there's always sort of a false, time clock sort of ticking away, and that's the deal. He has 5 days to write a song. He can't find a lyricist that he can work with. So guess what? Drew Barrymore, who plays his plant lady, the lady who comes and waters his plants. Well, guess what? She's an aspiring writer. She'd like to toss off a few lines here or there, and sure enough, they get together, and they work on these songs for like 4 days, and then the day before it's due, guess what? There's a breakup. There's a clash. Oh, no. Well, they get the song written in time. I mean, it's pretty conventional romantic comedy.
All right.
If the two don't click, it doesn't really work.
So, in other words,
I'd avoid it if I were you. Now, if you are a Hugh Grant, need to see every Hugh Grant movie, I'm not going to, start too late.
I'm not, but I like Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, well, there again, I mean, I think it's really more a Hugh Grant movie, and Drew Barrymore just smiles a lot, and she giggles a lot, and Drew Barrymore isn't enough reason to get off the couch and go see this movie, I think. Hugh Grant, if you're a huge Hugh Grant fan, and obviously he's catering to his female, fans out there, it's probably a passable movie, but it's certainly, it's better than 2 Weeks Notice, but not nearly in the realm of Four Weddings or About a Boy.
See, I never saw Hugh Grant as being a Cary Grant. I always thought George Clooney was probably the closest thing we had to a Cary Grant.
The thing about George Clooney is that Cary Grant, for most, Cary Grant sort of, his whole demeanor was light comedy. George Clooney actually tries to play serious. I mean, I think George Clooney has the look and the charm that he could try to pull that off, but I think he wants to have a broader career.
Yeah.
Hugh Grant, the reason they all go to compare him to Cary Grant is Cary Grant really was pretty locked into a certain type of character. Now, he's a fantastic movie star, maybe my favorite movie star of all time, and he does incredible work in his movies, but he's not known for his range. He's known for this sort of dapper movie star type.
Well, the film I want to see is Breach. I mean, Chris Cooper, I think, one of the great underrated actors, and the whole Robert Hansen story was just so fascinating. And this movie obviously is not a whodunit, because we knew who Hansen was. He knew he was the biggest traitor in American history.
That's right. This is, I'm so happy, because it seems like for the last couple of weeks I've just been complaining about a lot of movies. I'm so happy. I've got a couple of movies coming up here that I really like to recommend. I think they're good movies, and we're better off for the more people seeing it. Yeah, Breach is a movie about Robert Hansen, the most damaging spy in the history of the United States. He was arrested, in fact, he was arrested in February 2001. It's interesting that a lot of his story was sort of lost in the September 11th business that happened later in the year, but at the time, this was a huge news story. In fact, the movie opens with John Ashcroft. Ah, remember John Ashcroft?
Oh, yeah,
anyway,
sure.
Announcing.
So does Jose Padilla. He remembers him, too.
Yeah, that's right. Day in and day out. Anyway, the movie opens with a newsreel bit, news coverage of John Ashcroft announcing Robert Hansen's arrest. And so the movie just goes right out of the chute, just tells you, okay, we know how this is going to end. We're going to entertain you. We're going to keep you on the edge of your seat, even though you know that in the end he's going to get arrested. So the nice thing about this movie is it does try to, it sort of explains the last 2 months of this guy's career. And the way they set it up is, it's sort of through the eyes of a young FBI agent. This really happened. This guy had been in the with the FBI for 25 years, and recently, like say in the last year or so, that they had become suspicious of some of his activities. And so what they did was they isolated him. They put him in charge of a new bureau inside the FBI, sort of a counterintelligence bit. By the way, he was our Soviet expert. He was the guy who knew more about the Soviet spying operation than anybody in our government. It turned out one of the reasons why he knew it so well is because he was actually working for their
spy.
He was the number one guy fighting it. I mean, imagine the irony of all of that. But anyway, what they do is they decide to give him a young new assistant, a guy who wasn't even an FBI agent, kind of an agent in training, just to basically be his lackey. Chris Cooper plays Hansen, and the lackey is played by Ryan Phillippe, and He's basically yes sir, yes sir, I'll do whatever you want, get you coffee and drive you wherever you want to go. But he's told by the FBI that he needs to keep an eye on him because they want to keep track of him because he's a sexual deviant. They don't even tell him. They don't even let the Ryan Phillippe character in on the investigation. So they try to distract him. Now it turns out that he actually was a sexual deviant, but that's not why they're investigating him. And it's about it's really about the relationship that Ryan Phillippe and the Chris Cooper characters, Agent O'Neill and Agent Hansen, the go-between they have with each other. One of the interesting things about the Robert Hansen story is that in addition to being the greatest traitor in the history of the United States, he was also an incredibly conservative, devout, and sort of, I don't know what you call it, a patriotic, spewing American in a lot of his activities.
Oh, he attended the same church that George Tenet went to.
Yes, and he not only attended church, he went to Mass daily. He was a super conservative Catholic. He was an Opus Dei member. You know, this has been a tough couple of years for Opus Dei. First you got Da Vinci Code, now you got, got this, but... So he makes cracks in the movie about how he can't stand women wearing pants. You know, we don't need any more. You know, Hillary Clinton's, won enough on this planet. I mean, he's as as sort of conservative and sort of platitudinous as you can possibly imagine for a right winger to be. And yet at the same time, he has all these sexual kinks. He was involved with a stripper. He did,
right.
You know, internet postings of, you know, pornographic internet postings. The guy was really complex. And what's nice about this movie is that Chris Cooper really captures this, you know, his kind of. He has a real sort of squishy personality. He's grumpy. He's unhappy. He feels like he's been overlooked. And Cooper does a good job of creating this kind of character you can't really get your hands on. You don't know how much of it's a cover story, how much of it's legitimate. I would highly recommend this movie. And for people that are wondering about, director of this film, the guy's named Billy Ray, and he's only made one other movie, and it was called Shattered Glass, which I also liked a heck of a lot. Shattered Glass was about the Stephen Glass character, the guy who wrote all these forgeries in the New Republic, and he got caught, about 2 years.
Yeah, I saw that, Bill.
Writing his fake
story. I sure did see that.
I mean, Hayden Christensen,
right.
just a fantastic movie, and it's shot in the same kind of way. And again, that's about deception. I think Billy Ray, the director, is interested in how people deceive and then get caught, in effect. And what I like about this movie also is that it's very flat. It isn't like, oh, say, Brian De Palma's The Untouchables, where, you know, Elliot Ness and the Crime Stoppers are shot in any kind of heroic light. Instead, you see a lot of heavily, you know, fluorescent lighted hallways that are just sort of empty. It really shows the kind of the bureaucratic drudgery of life in the FBI, and it doesn't try to glamorize it at all. If anything, the fascinating thing about Robert Hansen is how banal he is. He's not a very interesting guy. He's just kind of a gray sludge of a bureaucrat who just goes about his daily business, and that's how he got away with it for as long as he did, because he never rose to any kind of a prominence.
Yeah, he always flew under the radar.
Yeah,
9:18,
exactly.
18 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Tom Tangney with us, looking at movies. Okay, here's one that I'm going to see for sure, because I am endlessly fascinated with these kinds of stories. The Lives of Others, which is a German film.
Yep.
And it's about the Stasi, the East German secret police,
yep.
Which, yeah, I'm fascinated with that stuff, and I can't wait to see this film.
Now, we're starting, let's say, if music and lyrics was, say, a C-minus kind of a movie, I'd say Breach is kind of a B movie. Here is an A movie, or an A-plus movie, Lives of Others, East German film. It's the German nominee for Best Foreign Language Film, so it might even, a week from Sunday might even win an Academy Award. And if it does, as good as Pan's Labyrinth is, I wouldn't be surprised and I wouldn't be unhappy. This is one terrific, terrific movie. Here's the setup. It's fictional, but it's based on a lot of research about what happened in East Germany. So, again, as you referenced, the Stasi were the East German secret police who spied on everyone. They had 100,000 spies and 200,000 informers. That's 300,000 people in East Germany. So like one out of every four people in East Germany were involved in this kind of spying operation. That is that's the setup for this. And what the movie does is it takes this basic plot. You've got a very successful East German playwright who is not pro-West, he's not, you know, working against anybody, he's just very popular, and he has a beautiful East German actress as a wife. Here's the problem. People are immediately suspicious. Even when you are as patriotic as you can possibly be, in East Germany, they're immediately suspicious. You know, he's so popular, he's so well-adjusted, there's no way, if he's really a writer, that he can be true and honest in all this. So they stick the meanest, baddest Stasi agent on his tail. And what they do is they bug his apartment, and then they listen in on every single conversation this guy has for over a year. And what's the movie really shifts its focus not to this dramatist who, you know, is as true blue in East German as you can get, at least early on, but it focuses on the effect of on the Stasi agent of listening in on someone else's personal life. And believe me, they bug the entire place. So when he has activities in the bedroom, they hear that. I mean, it is really explicit and really detailed. And like the movie The Conversation.
I was going to say, it reminds me of the old Coppola movie, The Conversation.
It's exactly right. You cannot help but get involved with, you know, the people that you're listening to. And so this guy, it really is about a Stasi agent's sort of crisis of conscience. When you know something is going on, do you then, where's your loyalty? To nail this guy or to actually kind of defend or protect him because you know that it's not being fair. I don't want to give too much away, but what's interesting about it, you know, it reminded me a bit of Munich last year. The movie, what Munich does is it takes the Israeli assassins and as they go and try to knock off each of the people involved in the Olympics tragedy, the assassins, about two or three assassinations in, it starts affecting them. They are actually affected by their job, and it changes them, it humanizes them. Well, by the same token, in this movie, it's really about what if you really were one of these Stasi agents and you really were involved, you know, how much does that affect your humanity and how do you adapt?
Yeah, you're also leaving out one other part of the film too, isn't there? The part where I believe it's the agent's boss.
Yes.
Lusts for the playwright's wife and knows her and starts to put pressure on her.
Yes. Well, see, that, and I don't know how much we can give away, but okay, yeah, as long as you spill the beans, let's go for it. Yeah, what happens in this case is the reason that they decide to put a tail on this guy and try to find out what's going on is that, in effect, the party boss is lusting after the guy's actress girlfriend, you know, slash wife, and so he wants to find some dirt on the playwright in order to, you know, get access to her, and he starts using her against him, threatening her, and so there's a lot of kind of personal, a personal issue that is involved with the politics. In fact, that allows for the crisis for the Stasi agent. The Stasi agent actually is a true blue believer in the East German, the East German communist or socialist ideal. But he sees the clash because the East German officials are using it for personal ends rather than, you know, the sort of free political ends. And because of that, the clash is really what starts this guy off in this kind of crisis of conscience.
Yeah, which they used to do all the time there.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, remember Katarina Witt, you know, the darling of the Olympics. It turns out that she, too. I mean, it's almost impossible. They start putting pressure on you. Even if you are blameless, there's always someone in your family who may be, you know, a little suspect, you know, a little suspicious.
That's
and all
right.
This. I mean, it's really a chilling movie, and again, a bit like Breach, it's not shot in sort of glorious technicolor where you revel in. It is a gray world. You know, you think the hallways of the FBI in 2001 were sort of colorless and gray and drab. We'll imagine an entire country that way. That is what East Germany was.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, the guy does a fantastic job. He's a first-time director, first-time screenwriter. I had a chance to interview him, and he's a fascinating guy, you know, in and of itself. He was living in Berlin on the west side, but his parents were both Easterners. They happened to be in West Berlin at the time the wall goes up. So he's got these incredible stories of visiting his relatives in East Germany and how furtive all their looks were and how suspicious everyone was and how gray and drab. So the movie has a very insistently drab look that is very efficient. This is a very efficient, dramatic movie. It's not too long. It's very tight. It's very focused, and it raises a lot of issues. And I'm not going to give too much away, but it does. It even has kind of a surprising, development.
I can't wait to see it because, as I said, I'm just so fascinated with all of that stuff that went on there in East Germany. All right, we're about out of time. We are not going to talk about Ghost Rider. Forget it. Nicolas Cage, okay.
What happened to Nick?
What do you mean, what happened?
Whatever happened to Nicolas Cage? His career was going so well, all of a sudden.
My feeling about him is, if it hadn't been for his uncle, he wouldn't be where he is.
Oh, really?
Speaking
of
Francis Ford Coppola.
Nicolas Cage in the right vehicle is fantastic. I mean, I really think Leaving Las Vegas is,
yeah. All right, Leaving Las Vegas
is terrific.
Yeah, I thought that was a good movie, too.
Okay.
I have to agree.
But, yeah, did you guys see Wicker Man? I mean, that was the last laughable thing that he did.
The original.
I mean, you're supposed to be scared out of your wits, and people, at least at the screening, I thought, were just laughing. And, you know, she's like, oh, my God.
The original movie, the original Wicker Man with Edwin Woodward was just such a beautifully moody, atmospheric film.
What about Bringing Out the Dead?
Oh, yeah. You know, and that's a Scorsese film. That movie didn't work, but I don't blame him for that.
Oh, I thought it worked. I thought it was great.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, to me, it was kind of a Johnny One Note movie. I mean, I think they captured speaking of banality of the kind of the dead end lifestyle that kind of ambulance driver leads. But that's good. Well, I'm glad. I don't want to bash it too much, but I think the movie failed not because of Nicolas Cage. I'll just put it that way. But I'm glad. What did you like about it?
Just everything. I just dug it all, especially Vic Rames, who Yeah. Sitting there with that prayer scene and the syringe. And
oh,
the
yeah,
whole,
yeah.
The whole thing, I loved it. Okay, and Bridge to Tribethica or whatever,
is. It's a kid's movie.
Forget it. We're not going.
Forget it. Fantasy, sort of a half-assed fantasy film for kids.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Tom, thank you, man. We'll talk to you next week, and next week we'll talk about the Oscars.
All right, yep, it's a week away.
You got
the sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. Mm. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-330-8058. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-330-8058. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-330-8058. 1-800-330-8058.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-394-0711. That's 1-800-394-0711. 1-800-394-0711.
Use it when you need it. For free information, call us now at 1-800-500-6517. That's 1-800-500-6517. 1-800-500-6517.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is.
Call 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
Who's Sly the Family Stone? Ex-disc jockey from San Francisco, Sly, who is rumored, according to Rolling Stone, to be thinking about a comeback of some sort. 9:30 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about. And if you go to AM760.net, if you go to my web page there, we have now posted the Nixon's Checker speech, which if you weren't old enough when that was done or you don't remember it, because you got to be old to remember it. I mean, it was a long time ago. But you can see kind of how kind of creepy Richard Nixon was, and you kind of compare him now to George W. Bush and kind of how creepy he was at that press conference the other day. So you can kind of see both of them and make a decision for yourself as to who you think was creepier, although I believe the Checkers video is, it's got to be from a kinescope, because that was early, early television here in the United States. I can't even remember the year. It's got to be 50, it's got to be in the 50s sometime, but I don't remember. No, it wouldn't be the early 60s, it'd be in the 50s. But I'm bad with dates, so I can't remember the exact date. But all you have to do is go Google and look it up, and then you can see when Dwight Eisenhower and Richard Nixon were, when Dwight Eisenhower was the president of the United States and Richard Nixon was his vice president. And that's when Nixon got into trouble over this whole Checkers thing and managed somehow to talk his way out of it. And they were running for president and vice president at the time, and I believe he ran against Adlai Stevenson. Yeah, it's September 23rd, 1952, so that would be over 50, that'd be 54 years old that this happened, 54 years ago. So you'd have to be pretty old to remember it. The only reason that I remember it, and the only reason I recall it so well, is because it was often run growing up in California when Nixon tried to run for governor and was involved otherwise politically. And they would run this all the time. They would go directly to this whole Checkers thing, and they would run it. And that's the only reason that I know about it. I mean, in 1952, I was just... what did you say, September 23rd, 1952? Is that what you said, September 23rd, 1952? Okay, I was born September 13th, 1952. So I didn't sit there in front of the television set with my parents and watch it. Not that I know of. How old would that make me? A couple of weeks? I don't think you can remember back that far.
Yeah, you'd be a couple weeks old.
You remember anything from being a baby?
No. I don't remember anything until like after I was two or three.
Isn't that weird? I do. I remember something from when I was a baby. I remember something.
What do you remember?
Sitting on the floor next to my aunt's Cocker Spaniel and reaching to pick up some kind of box, had to be like a jewelry box that my mother had given me to play with. You know how you give babies things to keep them occupied? I remember that.
Wow.
Gina, you remember anything? You remember anything?
Not from when
no,
I was,
not
a,
you.
You know, like a small toddler, but, you know, maybe when I was two or three. My first memory is like this old dog that my parents had, a poodle. And it's kind of weird that you bring up this dog in your first childhood memory. But mine was that we had this poodle that used to always crap on the floor in our basement. And my first memory is my dad yelling at this, yelling
at
this
pleasant.
Poodle.
That's pleasant. No, I was going to ask Gina if she knew anything from her childhood.
Well, interesting. Enough, mine is involving an animal, too. I remember looking for our cat that was lost. Her name was Star, and I remember going out with my dad, and he was carrying me, you know, as a probably yeah. 1 or 2 years old, and I remember us crying, you know, yelling out for her.
Animals are important to kids. I don't understand parents who won't let their kids have animals.
Yeah, I don't either.
John?
Well, you know, we could do a four-hour show on this one.
John Turk.
Oh, Gina, yeah, the lady says, I'm a jerk because I don't want to have, we have a chocolate lab, a female chocolate lab. My wife wants to breed her. I have three kids already. I don't need 9 puppies at my house.
Oh, stop it. God almighty.
So all of a sudden, I don't want my kids to have pets.
How's that going
to
work with this guy every morning?
You know what? I'm with Turk on this one. We don't need any more puppies to be bred. We don't.
People want puppies.
We have enough at the shelters that they're putting down. It's like.
But what happens if you want a chocolate lab? What happens if your heart's always been set ahead?
Yeah. No.
Jay, I have a turtle. I have a painted turtle that we found in Minnesota, brought home from Minnesota,
Kidnapper.
Drove it home.
Kidnapper.
We have one of those Chinese fighting fish, and we have a chocolate lab. I don't need nine puppies.
I'm gonna call the police, man. He kidnapped that turtle from Minnesota.
But see, Turk's an animal lover, too. You were kind of making it out like he
Turk
didn't.
John only loves one thing. It's the overriding thing in his life. And it overshadows everything. Dogs, radio, and life. And you know what that one thing is that he loves?
What is that?
Women. That's what he loves. He is the walking human gland. He has never met a woman that he couldn't appreciate. Even though he stays faithful to Stacy, he is a wish list fantasy shopper like you wouldn't believe.
You talk about this like it's a bad thing that I love women.
I didn't mean it was bad. I just said that that's what you're about.
Well, I'll admit to that. I'm fine with that.
I tell him, you get older, it'll slow down.
No, it's speeding up as I get older. I'm way hornier now than I was at 16.
Yeah, that's what they all say. That's what they all say.
John's very pleasant to talk with and converse with.
Well, I'm not
I like that about him.
I'm not saying he's not a pleasant guy.
Yeah. I mean, as a woman, I'm just saying that. I just find him very pleasant.
Like, for instance, we have the TV monitors on in here. Every woman that comes on CNN has to undergo critical inspection. And then he likes some better than others. So he, like, raves about them.
Like, who's his favorite?
Carrie Lee.
Carrie Lee likes Delia Gallagher.
Who is that?
The Faith and Values correspondent. He goes, look, Delia Gallagher's on TV. See, that's the things people out there don't know about John Turk. All right. How was traffic this morning? It couldn't have been that bad.
Well, it was actually pretty good. We do have a wreck northbound 225 at Tamarack Parkway to watch out for, some final activity southbound 25 south of Yale. But really where you need to be concerned is for your drive up to the slopes. We've got very high winds, blowing snow. That's making for a treacherous drive along I-70, especially between Georgetown and the tunnel, also along C-470 in the foothills. And, of course, Colorado 93 remains closed between I-70 and Colorado 72 due to the weather. So you really want to be careful today if you're in a high-profile vehicle. We're going to have near-hurricane-force winds expected in some areas until about 5. Weather outlook today, very windy, gusts to 60 miles per hour for Denver and the Northeast Plains, up to 100 miles per hour for the foothills, high of 50 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a few flurries possible early in the evening, low of 20. Right now, mostly cloudy and 42. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get a Focus or Ranger for just $99.88. They sell them for less every day, guaranteed.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all makes and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Invest
investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor, but it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-775-3414. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-775-3414. That's 1-800-775-3414.
While supplies last, here's a toll-free number you can call. 1-800-500-5197. That's the number to call for your free CD. 1-800-500-5197. 1-800-500-5197. 1-800-500-5197.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Batman. Looking at his last meal, had a man looking in a cotton field. I did make tea.
42 minutes after the hour, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. 48 today, chance of rain and windy out there too, depending on where you are. Jay Marvin, John M., and John Turk. And it's open phone 303-713-7600. There's a little Bob Dylan. Yeah, good for him. I just love Bob Dylan.
Eric Clapton's coming here this week, isn't he?
Yeah, I believe so.
And you're not going? Are you a big Clapton guy?
Yeah, but I can't go because of my hours. Otherwise, I would go. Oh, yeah, I love Eric Clapton. I like looking at those videos on YouTube, too, when he's young. You know, during the quote-unquote British invasion. I really love that.
The Yardbirds, was that
yeah,
the first band?
Man. Yeah, man. But he filled in with a whole bunch of other people, too. It wasn't just the Yardbirds. He's on those Kink recordings and the Kinks and everything else. He's one of the greatest guitar players that ever lived. Let's go to Diana in Greeley. Diana, hi. You're on AM 760.
Good morning.
Hey.
I just want to say that your traffic lady is correct. There are too many puppies, and we should be rescuing dogs, not breeding more. And if you want a chocolate lab, you can call the lab rescue. Any breed, all breeds have a rescue number to call. And you can say, I want a chocolate lab. I want it under 6 months old. And you might have to wait a little bit, but you will get one, okay, that you can rescue, not from a breeder.
Well, John Turk, John Turk wouldn't qualify as being A, a breeder, or B, a Turk, or B, a pet store.
Well, true, but I mean...
I mean, come
you
on,
know,
you got to give credit where credit's due. He's not running like a puppy mill out of his house in Islands
and
Ranch.
I understand that, but instead of making more puppies, let's adopt the ones that are already here, because we are euthanizing too many animals every year.
Yeah, and I'm not in favor of that, but I only like Welsh Corgis and Min Pins.
But they have Min Pin Rescue and Welsh Corgi Rescue. I rescue.
Well, if they got those, they can start by rescuing my Min Pin.
There you go.
Who is nuts? Do you think they could come over and do something about my Min Pin?
You never know. You never know.
You know what? What is it about Min Pins? Maybe somebody could call up and explain this. What is it about Min Pins that they're crazy?
Probably because the breeders breed the brains out of them. Who knows? But yeah. Anyway, no more puppies. Let's give the ones that are already here homes.
Okay? All right. All right, I'm with you.
All right.
All right, Diana, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Maybe somebody could answer my Min Pin question. Let's go to Harry in Jamestown. Harry, oops, wait a minute, I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button. Okay, Harry, there you go. You're on, man. Hit it.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
This is Harry.
Hey.
Your little remembrances about your first memory were very interesting and kind of struck a chord with me. So I, for what it's worth, worth, I'd like to share my first two memories real quickly. The second oldest memory I had is I was probably 2 and a half, and my mother was holding me in a towel. We were sitting in the car getting ready to go to the hospital because I had just fallen down and had this big gash in my head. And
ooh, ouch. Oh,
yeah, what was so interesting about that, or what I remember, is just how my mother was looking at me and how concerned she was, and, you know, it's a feeling of love. Very neat. But my oldest memory, I was just sitting in the sink at my grandmother's. She was giving me a bath. I was looking out the window in the kitchen there, kitchen sink, and my grandfather was watering the grass. And that's,
wow, you know,
that's
cool.
All there is to it.
How old were you then?
Oh, I couldn't have been 2. I maybe a year and a half or something. And it's just that one scene, you know, kind of neat.
Kind of sticks with you, doesn't it?
Yeah. So anyway, that's all I had. I'm going to go with the Checkers speech. I remember watching the 1952 conventions, which were at the same time, and not quite 6 years old, but I spent a lot of time, listening to Adlai Stevenson and,
right,
and the conventions, and just kind of strange to me. I remember the convention when I was 5 years old.
Yeah,
on TV, you know.
That is weird. Did you grow up here?
No, that was in Kansas City, Missouri, in a rural area outside of Kansas City.
Yeah, you know something I'm really fascinated with? I'm fascinated with early television and what, like in Denver or in Kansas City or wherever, what early TV was like in the 50s, because I grew up outside of Los Angeles, so there were already 6 television stations maybe on the air, maybe 11.
Yeah, we just had the 3 networks.
Yeah. See, I wonder what that must have been like. Harry, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Okay, bye.
Have a good day. All right, 9:47, 47 minutes after the hour. Open phones, 303-713-7600. And if you don't want to go see that Nixon Checkers speech, just go to am760.net and go to the J. Marvin page, and you can check it out. All right, let's check out traffic now with Rick Morgan.
Jay, we're in pretty good shape on the drive around town. As the day progresses, though, the winds will increase, not only in town, but especially in the foothills, where it really is already blowing pretty good. Expecting gusts up to 100 miles an hour. That's why that high wind warning in effect. That closure continues on Highway 93. And just keep that in mind if you're driving a high-profile vehicle. It's going to be a tough drive on the Boulder Turnpike. Also on 470, of course, along the foothills and heading into the high country on I-70, a rough drive. And all the way up to and through the Eisenhower Tunnel right now. Weather forecast, high wind warning in effect until midnight. 60-mile-per-hour gusts expected in town, 100 miles per hour in the foothills. A high of 52, a few flurries around tonight, low of 20. Tomorrow, windy and cooler, highs in the mid-40s. Right now, it is 48 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At Fantastic Sam's, you can get a great haircut without taking a lot of your valuable time. You never need an appointment. And with over 6...
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Hendel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get 2 tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524.
Hurry in. Only a few performances left.
The Tom Hartman Program.
See, the bottom line here, Bush is, he is afraid to negotiate.
10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Hendel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get 2 tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524.
Hurry in. Only a few performances left.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year.
Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-400-0976. That's 1-800-400-0976. 1-800-400-0976.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-700-3013. That's 1-800-700-3013. 1-800-700-3013.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I just need a little privacy there, did you, bud? 952, 52 minutes after the hour. 303-713-7600, open phones. We're coming to the close here. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, Tom Hartman up next. And he'll have a great show. And we thank you for being on the program this morning, too. That was nice of him. All right, let's go to Paul in Wheat Ridge. Paul, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how are you doing this morning?
Tom, hanging in here. I'm doing all right.
Great. Glad to see you got through your operation well. We're happy to have you back on the air.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. You're very kind.
Real quick, Keith Olbermann, absolutely fabulous. He's getting more time. Rush Limbaugh, the truth is coming out. He's a dog. He's admitting it. George Bush says that money is more important than peace. We're coming into a new wave of truth, and our side is coming out by being real.
Wasn't that a weird? Wasn't that like the strangest statement you've ever heard?
How
a
many
president
seconds,
make?
How many seconds did it take for him to finally say money is more important sometimes than peace?
Yeah, it was weird. I felt uncomfortable for him.
Well, he's psychotic. He's on medication or something. Now, I called once before, talked to you and Todd Park Moore right after KT Tunstall played on what's the skinny blonde chick, the conservative.
Ann Coulter.
Ann Coulter. She was on the Tonight Show with KT Tunstall. KT Tunstall, who's about 5 foot nothing, comes out. Her guitar says, "This machine kills fascists." And she blew Ann Coulter off the stage.
That's great. That is, you know what? That's great.
Yeah, it's brilliant. The truth is out, and hard things die, and things that grow survive. We are growing. Everything's beautiful. I'm driving up I-25. It's sunny. The snow is melting, and God love us all.
Let me tell you something, brother. We are going to live to smell victory in 08.
Oh, yeah. We are creating it.
I agree 100%. Good to have you out there, man. Call me again.
I will, sir. Thank you.
All right. You bet. You don't have to call me sir. I'm trying to think of the last person who called me sir. I think it was a law enforcement officer. But you don't have to call me sir. You know who else is just rolled over Ann Coulter? I mean, just rolled over Ann Coulter was David Sirota, who we haven't had on the show in a long, long time, and he debated her head to head on CNBC and just kicked her butt, just made a fool out of her. But the thing that gets me about her is, because Paul brought her up, the thing that gets me about her is, why do they keep putting these people back on all the time? What's the point behind that, of putting those people on all the time? Is it because they think that draws viewers, that her controversy, I don't even want to use the word controversy, their incendiary language and the way she acts, like that's the way to go, so that's going to work? Is that why she gets on? Because she gets on a lot of shows. Now, the funny thing is that Bill O'Reilly is always ranting and raving about, quote-unquote, NBC being the liberal network, and you've got Chris Matthews, huh? And you've got Tucker Carlson, and you've got Scarborough, and that's on MSNBC. And then, if you look at NBC, Ann Coulter has been on the Today Show, I don't know how many times, and the Tonight Show. She appears on NBC a lot. So if they were this quote-unquote liberal network, as they claim to be, why would they be booking these people on? And a classic example of how they're not liberal was last night. I don't know if anybody saw Chris Matthews last night, where he had on, she's the Cato Burns, she's with the National Review, and another guy, I can't think of his name, he was a Democratic strategist for Senate and congressional campaigns, and they spent 7 minutes, had to be at least 7 minutes, trashing Hillary Clinton. But then Matthews conveniently runs out of time before he ever gets to talking about Rudy Giuliani, who is leading in the Republican polls. Never gets to that. It's like, excuse me, we're out of time. Now, that's liberal? I don't think so. All right, that's the end of today.